your throne. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are upon the face of this earth, it is an honor and pleasure to welcome each and every one of you this very day. It doesn't matter where you are, regardless of where you are domiciled, it is my responsibility, my honor, my duty to welcome each and every one of you, especially those of you in the Biafran capital city of Enugu, listening to CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. I told you that before this very evening, we will connect Enugu live and direct to the family of Biafrans listening via their transistor radios, and we have done so. Anything we say we are going to do, we do it. Anything you say to us, you are going to do as your patriotic duty. We also ask you to honor that very pledge. We are not going to fail. You will fail us. We will not fail you. You will fail us because it is in your nature. Some people say to me, oh, don't say that, please. You need to encourage. I don't encourage people. Before you were born, if you are a Biafran soldier, Chukwa Biama already determined that you will be a soldier. You will fight for your country and Biafra will be free. The coming of Biafra is not subject to speculation. The coming of Biafra is not lottery. The coming of Biafra is not subjected and can never be to the whims and caprices of cowards, those of them who don't understand what it means to be called a Biafran. We understand what it means to be a Biafran. That is why we are without fear before people. Who are you? Born of a woman that we are afraid of you. We're in Enugu. Those of you lucky enough to be listening, you are indeed privileged. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we're direct. Today's date is Valentine's Day, the 14th day of February in the year of our Lord 2015. The time here now is approximately 5 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening, 5 minutes past 8 p.m. in Biafra land where you are listening, especially if you're in Enugu and other parts of Biafra land as well. All of you, part and parcel of this very family, the indigenous people of Biafra, that is who we are. We don't belong to any organization. We own Biafra land. It is our country where some of us we are born. The country that we serve with everything we have in our system. The same country that we have to die for, if need be. For you to understand what it means to be a Biafran, you have to be a child of God in heaven. You have to be descended from the sun itself. You must appreciate, you must begin to receive, you must begin to imbibe this very gospel of truth and honesty. That is why we are here every blessed day. The gospel you receive on Radio Biafra, you will not get it anywhere else. I said, you will not get it anywhere else. People listen to Radio Biafra and they become changed. They become converted. They become genuinely the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. That's why we are here. In case you don't know who Chukwu Abiama is God. That is the name we call God. Why people call him God, others say it is Yahweh, Jehovah. It depends on what you call. For us, he is Chukwu Abiama. If you come close to him, you will know him. I will say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Because Radio Biafra is not like any other radio station we are listening to right across the face of this very planet. People are listening to Radio Biafra, including those of them joining us via CHK 97.6 in Enugu and its environs. We are on satellite. Radio Biafra is also online. If your family, it doesn't matter you're receiving Radio Biafra on your radio, we ask you to also go and install satellite as well. Because Biafra Television will come to you via satellite on that same platform. It is very, very important that people all over the world accept the level of hard work and dedication needed to get Biafra on this very footing we are on today. Everywhere around the world, people are tuned in. I said millions of people. People listen to us and they go back the same day and preach the same sermon. And those of them that listen are jumping up and down. People learn from Radio Biafra. We are the beginning, we are the middle, and we are the end. The reason why we are so phenomenal, anything we say we do, you cannot see CHK in 7 points. You cannot see it. If you turn on your radio, you will hear it. You can never ever see it. Even if you try from now till the kingdom come, you cannot see it. Do you know why we do things the way we do it? There are some people who claim that they are part of this very family, those who are very poor and wretched. People who never saw anything in their whole lives. Those of them that came thinking that Biafra is a way to survive, a way to eat. They are mistaken. Once you are discovered, you are out. One strike only and you are out forever and ever. There is no recompense. There is no time for forgiveness. Because there won't be any. One strike and you are off. I don't suffer idiots gladly around me. One single mistake, a pause. I don't give a damn who you are. You get out. Highest, you will gossip for 2.5 days. And then you become history. Ask those of them who are no longer here. They scramble for relevance. They can never, ever again be relevant. That's their prerogative. Can you open a radio station under the nose of the most brutal and evil repressive army known to man? Do you know what it means to run a global media campaign of this very sort to make sure that Biafra is discussed every day? We do it without apologizing to anybody. We don't have to. Chukwu Abiama said we should come. Even if all of you were to abandon ship, Chukwu Abiama is even, of course, Nkume on the ground will rise up to worship the Most High God in heaven. We don't beg people here. There is no need to beg anybody. Chukwu Abiama determined that we must come. The tools and the implements which we are going to deploy in his service, which is what the restoration of Biafra is all about, he must provide it because he's God. And is he providing it? Why not? What we have done today, not even deem Chukwu Emeka Odumegwu, His Excellency, could have accomplished it. Today, Biafra is on radio in our capital city. Every blessed day, every blessed minute, every blessed hour. Can't you see we are unstoppable? Who is that? Who can stop us? You cannot stop a project ordained in heaven. Nobody can. Only Chukwu Abiama can. And that is why, as every blessed day, we remind ourselves that he is the Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the beginning and the end, the author and finisher of all our faith, all that we are. Before we were born, Chukwu Abiama knew we were going to be born. That is why we offer every praise and adoration, every bended knee, everything that we are. Everything we have, we offer to heaven in complete and unremitting submission to his will because he is God. Why do you think we are as successful as we are? Because here, Chukwu Abiama is God. There is no other thing that we worship. Only Chukwu Abiama in heaven. And he said to us, not just in the book of Exodus, he also reaffirmed it in Leviticus. Once we recognize who he is, that he is God, the Lord of hosts. People don't know English language. Go and check the meaning of the Lord of hosts. That will tell you who the Almighty God is in heaven. That is why every adoration we offer to him, not that we may become known or popular or become relevant. No. Just that in the end, all honor and glory will go to his most wonderful and magnificent name. Because only him is worthy of praise. Not human beings. This is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet. The commander of all Haloyu forces, those of them assembling in Biafra land as we speak. And in the same token, the director of Radio Biafra. By the special grace of heaven and not of this very earth, I will now and always remain a wonderful, faithful, and loyal servant of the indigenous people of Biafra. I will not fail you. You may fail me, that is in your gift to fail, but I will not fail you. We have not failed before. We don't intend to start now. That is why this very evening, without breaking the bank, Radio Biafra is being listened to on CHK 97.6 in Enugu of all places, our capital. The same place that Chukwu Abema will come to, we are here to come to earth tomorrow morning. Obodomu and Igwe, the children of the kingdom of heaven. This gospel is being preached in a manner unseen and unsurpassed ever before. Ever before. People may want to pretend, they may wish to copy, they may wish to emulate, but for goodness sake, there's only one Radio Biafra, also from Procord. Not two, not three, not four. Imitation, of course, is the best form of flattery, I understand that. But this one, you cannot copy. Even the Chinese cannot copy it. Because we are original. We are original because Chukwu Abiam asked us to come, and not man. Why do you think we are incorruptible? Yet we stand very strong. Why do you think that we speak the truth here always, irrespective of who is upset? Why do you think we are whiter than white and whiter than snow? Why on earth do you think that we have never run away from any battle? We don't retreat. We don't surrender. We do not ever look back. We only march forward. That is why I feel sorry for our enemies, both those within and without. Because only one outcome is guaranteed. You will lose. You will fail. In disgrace, you will return to the poverty from whence you came. Once you will be that forever and ever. It's like class, you see. It's either you have it or you don't. It doesn't matter the amount of money you have. It's either you have class and taste or you don't. That is life in itself. Unfortunately, we need those with a lot of class and a lot of taste to come and become this very family that Chukwu Abiama decreed must come. To rescue his land from the hands of evil, from the hands of Satan, from the clutches of iniquity, from the bondage imposed by darkness. That's why we are here. And heaven knows that Biafra will come in our lifetime, and this year we march. The devil will come to try and tempt you, to tell you it is not possible that the kingdom of God is coming. It is not possible for you to have Biafra. It is not possible, after all, they're not human beings. But we are here to prove every doubting Thomas wrong. I have said it before, we are even too much right now. The smaller we are in number, the greater the glory. I want every praise to go to Chukwu Abiama. If we are too much, people will say, oh, can't you see them? They fought for their freedom. No. Chukwu Abiama is fighting this very battle. We are only here to give it a veneer of, how can I put it, a human face. But this battle is being fought in the spirit. And we are winning, I can assure you. Because this very day, every evil spirit, every bad person inside Enugu, their conscience is slaughtering them this very second. Because we are live and direct. They can no longer hide. They can no longer lie. I'm waiting for only two things to happen. After that, I will declare an open day on all the enemies of Biafra, both within and without. That time is coming. They dare us and they will see us. That is one thing we assure them. Everybody who is against what we are doing, they will fall. And there will be no pity. They must understand that some of them come behind and they beg. They come out in the open and they are talking behind, they are begging every blessed day. there is no way back. One strike and you're out. Only one strike. You will no longer ever be part of this. Because I believe in encouraging people to develop their talent. If your talent is in gossiping, please develop it very well. Who knows? It might pay you tomorrow. But if you have been brought here to serve the Most High God through the work that we do on Radio Biafra, IPOB, all over the world, the only people to remember our fallen heroes, the only people right across this very planet. I said to them, we have attended a UN meeting. Some idiots were saying, no, they have not. Of course. Wazirike will lie to you. That is what he does. It's his job to lie. It is also my job to reveal his lies. Are you at United Nations? The answer is no. If you go to UN, will you see myself there? The answer is no. They are not there, but they are lying to you. But you believe them because you have the spirit of darkness inside you. Because people are evil. And would have to tell you the truth. If you don't like it, then you try and repent. Biafra will not suffer those who are impure. Biafra will not allow the unrighteous to inherit it. Biafra will not allow the hands of those soiled by blood, those of them who are compromised, the Ifajunas of our time, the Judas of this very generation. Impossible. You can never ever see Biafra. They will understand it. People don't believe that a bunch of people can come from Biafra and do what we are doing. Remain resolute and diligent about it. But you are grossly mistaken. We are not going to fail. You will fail, but your failure will not stop us. There were some idiots in the Chineke Brown Mekwensu for us. The good thing that today will never come. When people in Enugu will be listening to Radio Biafra via their radios, but today it is happening, isn't it? I use what I call the anaconda method. Some of you don't know that anaconda is a very deadly snake, almost found in the Amazon forest of the world. In South America, it will first of all constrict and suffocate you to death before it swallows you very, very slowly. It's a very painful and arduous process. That is how I believe we operate. That is how we operate. We keep our enemies alive so that they can wither. Whilst they're still breathing, they're being eaten alive with truth and honesty. The things that people say that they boast, I don't boast. What we achieved on Radio Biafra IPOB, you cannot do it. If we give you 1.1 trillion tomorrow morning, you cannot do it. Because God is not with you. Don't was looking to have money. All the money, all your world have given him. Can he do what we are doing? The answer is no. Why do you think so? Because the spirit of Chukwu Abiama is not with him and can never be with him. Because he's a murderer. He's a rapist, a killer, and a kidnapper. You cannot get Biafra when your hands are bloodied. It's impossible. Some of these baboons don't think. They think we don't know what we are doing. But they are grossly mistaken. That is why we march every. Slowly, we want to kill them off. More better, slowly. We are suffocating the life out of them. What we have done, can you do it? The answer is no. Of course it is no. We want to eat them. Why is they still alive? They are being swallowed. That's what we do to them. Before we go and meet Buhari and the Awosan and the Fulani and Boko Haram, and we'll defeat them. This year can never be the same in the zoo. We are saying it so that when it happens, it will not be in any illusion or under any doubt as to those who are responsible. This year we are going to march. This very year we will march. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Once again, I invite each and every one of you to please tell those around you. If you have relatives in Enugu, if you have friends and family in Enugu, tell them that we are on FM on CHK 97.6. Tell them that the message of goodwill, the message of restoration, the message of hope, tell them that this very message of redemption preached on this very platform has returned to Enugu. That Chukwu Abiama may graciously accept every present thanks. That is why we are here. As soon as the barrister is able and capable of joining me, I shall bring him to you. But for now, protocol demands that I provide the telephone numbers with which and through which you will be able to contact us should you have anything to say, should you have any opinion or comments to offer, should you have any advice to give, or should you have any meeting to announce? Radio Biafra is here to serve you in truth and honesty. There is no way we can proceed without submitting ourselves to the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Nobody can come and say that they have heard us lie before on Radio Biafra. Because everything we preach here is the truth. Gospel is Yoku Chineke Kobu. That's what we do here. We preach this gospel without fear. We preach this gospel knowing fully well that heaven is behind this very effort, this very project. Our brother that called us from China, thank you very much. He bought us 5 guns. We'll pick it up next week. 5 guns he bought for us. Costing over 2 million naira. 5. May Chukwu Abiyama bless you immensely. He did not just donate his guns. He said he's going to fight as well. And I said to Chukwu Abiyama, may all glory belong to your name. I went down on my knees and I prayed the way I do. Oh, but in the ikere no wa sena haga loko Biafra, chopota Biafra, who is here? Nime mwone izgo kwa soge ngonga, tuge gwe madobla. Ubuwa, ayin chore hundi die tuwa. We want to see those who we are born as Biafrans. Now they are beginning to emerge one after the other. Because there will come a time when the door will be shut. Once we commence action on the ground, we would no longer accept any dime from anybody who failed to support us in the past. We know how to win without money. We know how to. And that's exactly what we are going to do. We will manufacture 60% of our weapons back home. We will import only 40%. So all their blockade from now till forever will never hold. Will never work on us. Those numbers are, please, for the benefit of those joining us for the very first time, the numbers are +44208133996, our universal number, +44208133996. We are also on +44783130836, +44 or 0044, depending on where you're calling us from, 783130836 or plus. No, it's not plus, actually. It is 00944 if you're calling us from the zoo. Our job here is to destroy the evil animal kingdom that is called Nigeria, a place full of apes and baboons. The number to call us if you are in the zoo is 00944783130836. We also have an inquiry line in Biafra land should you wish to find out how things are progressing over there. That number is 090-907-76589. I repeat, 090-907-76589. Or if you're calling from abroad, it is +234-909-077-6589. That is the number to call. Every message you have to give us regarding our operations on the ground in Biafra land, that is the number to call. This is Radio Biafra once again. And as soon as the barrister joins me, I hope he's not out on Valentine's Day, I will bring him to you. I will therefore at this very opportune time proceed to bring you our news headlines and news summary. But before I do so, I must also tell you that Radio Biafra is on Skype as well. We are on Radio Biafra on Skype. We are on Tango. We are also on Viber. Anyhow you choose to contact us, you're more than welcome to do so. On Skype, we are simply Radio Biafra. All one word. Radio Biafra. All one word. On Skype. Once you call that, you will be able to join us. I presume that the barrister has joined me. I thought the barrister went away on Valentine, but he has come to join me. Or maybe he's calling from a restaurant. Who knows? Barrister, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, director. You always make me laugh. Always.
Restaurant. Who knows, barrister? Maybe you're doing Valentine. Who knows?
Good evening, director.
Good evening, barrister.
Good evening, Biafrans. Happy Valentine's Day for those who are affected and those who believe in this Englishman's kind of life. For Biafrans, it doesn't mean too much for us. What is more important to us is the restoration of Biafra. Director, Biafra is far more important than anything else, whether Valentine, whether Christmas, whether anything, Biafra is the ultimate. I welcome all of you this evening program here on Radio Biafra. As we preach every day for the restoration of Biafra, we are not hesitating, we are not looking back, and we are very happy that Enugu can now receive CHK 97.6 FM, Biafran Radio. Biafra is all over the place. You meet us on Skype, you meet us on network, you meet us on internet, you meet us everywhere. And you meet us on Radio Biafra, www.ipob.org or www.radiobiafra.co. Whatever you're looking for, you'll get it on Biafra Broadcast News, AM, PM. We thank you for your support, for your listenership. There are good people, new people joining us on a daily basis. We welcome you and we ask you to make your contributions, whether by your voice or by your cash. Whichever way, we will welcome it and we will thank those who are eager to join us and those who are already joined with us. And we thank those who are already with us, making their contributions whichever they could. We thank all of you and we welcome you. Director, I'm with you and we are here today to do the broadcast. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The voice of the very unmistakable and eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who joined us this very evening, as always, of course, guiding us and being able to explain a few things about Valentine. Barrister is at home, of course, obeying the most natural call of them all to serve his country. He is a servant of Biafra, and long may he continue to do so. This is Radio Biafra, and we must proceed. By way of news headlines this evening, when my brother Chika sent me this information, I couldn't quite believe it. Stealing is not the same thing as corruption, according to Good Luck Jonathan. Stealing is different from corruption. I spent my time trying to explain to my beloved brother that stealing is corruption. Corruption is stealing. That this is the thing that English people did to us. That you don't quite know your right from your left. When it comes to English language, we are not proficient. When it comes to our mother tongues, we are not proficient either. We are the jack of all these languages, but we don't master any of them. Jonathan opened, maybe he's been taking English lessons from his wife. Jonathan opened his mouth and said that stealing is not corruption. There is stealing in Nigeria, but not corruption. Or was it the other way around? I don't quite understand. That people should not say Nigeria is corrupt because they only steal. That stealing is not corruption. When I tell you people that these are monkeys, you don't believe me, do you? So, oh, he's so insulting, he's rude. But you make a monkey of yourself every blessed day. Enwe Kunubo, a whole president of a country with PhD, they claim, does not know the difference between corruption and stealing. Then somebody else is coming in without even a certificate. Not even standard 6. What do you think is going to happen? If somebody with PhD cannot differentiate between stealing and corruption, how about somebody with no formal education like Buhari? Because he's going to win. Any day they go to the polls, Buhari will win. And Buhari will chase Jonathan to the ends of the earth. And that is when I will say to Niger Delta, have you seen what we told you? You cannot hold out against these people on your own. Against them, you cannot survive it. Even a very docile Yar'Adua was able to order the army. Odi was bombed by Obasanjo. Did you do anything about it? The answer is no. Instead, you played music and songs about they have killed their mama and their papa. You need Biafra to defeat the zoo called Nigeria. Biafra is an ideology, not just a country. It's a way of life, a way of thinking. That is what you need to defeat the zoo. I hope that some of you are listening and that you're being converted to what we are saying. Without Biafra, which is a union of Southeast and so-called South-South, everybody's in massive, massive trouble. Massive mess, I can assure you. If you like, you understand this. If you don't, you're on your own. But good luck, Jonathan, the president of the zoo, the monkeys and the baboons and orangutans, the apes in the zoo that call themselves Nigerians. Your president doesn't know the meaning between stealing and corruption. Jonathan opened his mouth to say that stealing is not corruption. But tonight we educate him. We shall enlighten him during the news summary. Because both are the same depending on context. Once you are somebody in an official capacity, it doesn't matter if you're a customs officer, a police officer, a civil servant. Once you are within the employ of the state, it doesn't matter if you're a prison warden. Once you are a civil servant, a public servant, if you take 1 naira from your budget, that is stealing and that is corruption at the same time. Jonathan, I hope you're listening. Because after tonight, you will amend your ways with English language. Because we are educated. Very, very educated. I make no apologies about that. My parents spent money sending me to the finest schools that money can buy. For your information, if you're from Omaha, you must have known about Library Avenue Primary School. Not everybody went there. If you're from that part of the world also, you know about Government College Omaha. You know about UNN. Is that correct? Before we came over here. What I am trying to make you understand is that we are learned. Learned. It is not arrogance. It's a mere statement of fact. Stealing and corruption are the same thing. If you are a civil servant and you take, I said, 1 kobo that doesn't belong to you in an official capacity, you have introduced corruption because you have corrupted that very oath. You have corrupted the service oath that you took. Also, giving bribe is corruption. Within the same context, bribery becomes corruption. Corruption becomes bribery. Jonathan, since you are taking money to Namibia, which is where your money is, that is stealing. It is also corruption. So both are the same because you are allegedly a public servant. Does that make sense to you? Do you now understand? That is why everybody should listen to Radio Biafra. Because here we make things very simple. This is the finest university you can ever go to anywhere on this planet. There are professors listening from Argentina. They don't even speak English as a first language. But they listen to Radio Biafra very, very devotedly. Because what you learn from Radio Biafra you cannot learn anywhere else. If somebody tells you that stealing and corruption are not the same, tell them to go to hell, that they're talking rubbish. Stealing and corruption, they are one and the same as long as you are a public servant. Once you touch any contract money, be it like a crutcher, you are what contract to your wife and your family. Or in Abia State, you know, Abia State is a family business. And the government of Abia State is a private family affair. That is stealing. That is also corruption. Happening at the same time. Why is stealing corruption? It's because you're a public servant. Very simple reason. Jonathan, now you also understand why people cannot do without Radio Biafra, because here they learn. Jonathan says that stealing is not the same as corruption, and lawyers are now carpeting him. Even the lawyers, they are also corrupt because they steal themselves. The zoo have now hired mercenaries from Eastern Europe to fight Boko Haram. But they have NDA, Nigerian Defense Academy. They have generals, retired generals, they number over 1,000. They cannot train men to fight their own wars. They have to go to Eastern Europe to go and get to Yibo. You know, we are afraid of white people. Once you see a white man in battle, you die 10 times before the white man gets to you, because they are your god, aren't they? After all, the idiot that created the zoo, his name is Lugard. They called him Lord Lugard. Some of you even thought he was related to Jesus, because Jesus Christ is Lord. Because of that, this man answering Lord Lugard, he must be a Lord as well from heaven. That's why you accepted the zoo called Nigeria as your country, isn't it? They have come to Europe to bring mercenaries to fight for you because you can't fight. I told you this very army of the zoo, they call the Nigerian army, is full of cowards. We strike them now and we defeat them. You wait any longer and everything becomes even more ridiculous, even more difficult. It's for you to choose. They have gone outside to go and get people to help them. I remember go on boasting, we won the war. The way I kept my country together, the way I did the war, the same thing happened. Nigeria has never ever won any war in their entire existence. The zoo, they are yet to win any war at all. They won the Biafra-Nigeria war because Britain fought for them. America fought for them. Every major Christian country in the world fought for them. Of course, which makes a mockery of this whole nonsense that we are Christians. But we'll get to that later. Including Egyptian pilots. The Arab world, where, in fact, in Biafra, the world experienced a third world war. The only time that everybody in the world, who is a major power, conspired to kill off a very tiny country called Biafra. Why? Because they are all afraid that with the coming of Biafra, the Messiah will come. Because they are afraid that it is only a Biafran that can put a lie to the notion that black people are perpetually inferior to white people. They know that very well. So the best thing for them to do is to suppress Biafra. If you suppress Biafra, you have suppressed black people all over the world, Obama included. Only Biafra can set you free. Everything else is glorified slavery. It's Radio Biafra. They have gone to Eastern Europe to go and get people to fight for them because the Nigerian army cannot fight. The so-called Biafra war, Nigeria went and got Britain to do work for them. They got Britain to fight for them. Not themselves. Awosa Fulani cannot fight. 24-hour curfew imposed on Gombe after Boko Haram invasion. They said, give us 6 weeks and we'll deplete Boko Haram and we can hold election. And I said to them, you have not been able to defeat Boko Haram since 2011. Is it now? Only 6 weeks. Something you could not do in nearly 6 years. You want to do in 6 weeks. Is that possible? And as Mr. Luke Olade, Yoruba man, was talking all this before and nonsense. What happened? What happened, I say? Boko Haram went to Gombe and took Gombe over. I told you, anytime they tell you, oh, we are winning the war, some of you don't listen to what I preach on Radio Biafra. So they said, oh, we're winning the war. I said, give it 1 week. You will hear that Boko Haram has taken another place. As they're lying to you, telling you, oh, we're on top of the problem. Boko Haram will get a buzzer. Boko Haram has taken another place. And today is the turn of Gombe. Gombe is gone, isn't it? Did I not tell you so a few days ago? Anytime you hear, oh, give us only 4 days and this Boko Haram will brought, in fact, give it 1 week, 7 days. You hear where Boko Haram has taken over. More disaster as Boko Haram have now seized Gombe State and sacks army barracks. It is the same soldiers you see on the road at Amarako. The same soldiers you see at Isuofia. The same soldiers you see around them, Okititi. Pack well, clear well, because you're a civilian. I've told you before. Now they have met. They are running from their barracks. Nigerian soldiers, we are seeing running away from their barracks. Why? Because Boko Haram, you cannot ask them to clear to park inner light, outside light. Can you? The answer is no. That is why they are running from the Boko Haram. The same people they claim they are going to defeat in 6 weeks and then hold elections. And today also, Boko Haram have been sending out leaflets asking people, maybe they listen to Radio Biafra as well, I don't know. Do you know that Boko Haram today published leaflets distributing, asking people not to come out to vote or they'll be attacked? Are you aware of that? That there'll be no voting in Borno. There'll be no voting in Adamawa. There'll be no voting in Gombe. Are you aware of that? No, you don't know. But Jonathan, oh, give us 6 weeks. We'll deal with it. Because give us 6 weeks to plan the rigging of the election. That is all. The zoo is finished this year. Mark my words. Some of you are so, of course, you don't have the Spirit of God inside you. So what do you know? Can you proclaim anything with any degree of certainty? As 2015, the zoo is finished. Nima Fankai Donimia. Nigeria is gone. Go and look at your currency. Barrister said here it's 306. To 317 naira to £1. 317 naira to one single British pound. A money that is useless because the people that use the money, they are all useless. I don't exempt anybody. More disaster as Boko Haram seizes Gombe State and sacks the barracks over there. presidential election ballot papers found in London. They don't have any president here. They're not contested. But your ballot box, because the British are trying to help Buhari to win. The ballot. The ballot boxes meant for the presidential election in the zoo is found in London, where white people are also voting for Buhari to win. We shall go into that in greater detail later on. Ballot boxes belonging to monkeys and apes found its way into a country that is civilized. How did that happen? Borno government confirms two teenagers were responsible for Bew market attack. Two teenagers responsible. They love the cause they are fighting for, and they gave their lives for it. Then going on Facebook, now your turn. They believe. You go and forge a fake name, fake ID. You can't even spell the name properly. You now fought on useless people without brain. People who believe in their Sharia, that believe in jihad, that are busy blowing your relatives to smithereens. What do you do? You yap from morning till night on Facebook, on gossip. What have you done for your country? The answer is zero. Because now, what have you actually done for Biafra? I have gossiped for my country. I will say, man, yaro. All this nonsense giving birth to Biafra Fulani men before, during, and after the war. Because no genuine Biafran can be that daft. Today, Radio Biafra is in Enugu. Before that, has anything like this happened before in your life? The answer is no. Then you must have respect for those that did it. Radio Biafra is on FM, broadcasting every blessed day. Even Radio Biafra, when it came between 67 and 70, they did not last for up to 3 months. They were chased away from Enugu because that access was compromised. I don't know if it is the people from the area or what happened. From Onsoka, or there was leakage all the way through. Compromise after compromise. Sabotua after sabotua. Oh, Chineke Melendi Ebere. Enugu fell within 3 months. The fastest fall of any capital in the history of modern warfare. The capital of Biafraland fell within 3 months. Very sad indeed. But we have come. And today our banner is flying inside our capital once again. And Radio Biafra is broadcasting there. This very second. The same way it is doing on satellite and also online. All over this very world. Nobody from Enugu can complain anymore. We continue. It is ridiculous and insulting to query Buhari's academic credentials according to Obasanjo. Obasanjo says, why are you asking Buhari about his academic qualifications? But where are they? It's a very simple question. Kebe, where are those qualifications? Where are the papers? There are no papers. Because there are no papers, Buhari is not qualified to run. Even the British government, they know this. BBC knows this very well. CNN, CIA knows. Even Obama knows all these things very, very well. Everybody knows that Buhari is not qualified to run. And when black people, do you see that you lack the discipline to build a civilized society? Some of you think you can be like USA, you can be like England, you can be like Germany, you can be like France. No, you cannot. The reason being is that those countries, they have what is called the rule of law. In other words, the most supreme thing is that law that is written. It's not man. But somebody like Buhari cannot even be a gardener in England to start with. Because for you to be a gardener, you need to know the pesticide that you're using. You need to know the herbicide. You need to know all of this before you kill all the plants. Buhari has no qualification. It was the INEC rule that states you must be in possession of at least minimum a certificate. First school living of standard 6 or secondary school. But Buhari has none. Let me tell you why America is developed and white people are going forward and black people are not. Buhari in any white man's country can never ever be tolerated. They will make a mockery of him and he will run away. But the reason why you are accepting Buhari to run is because you people are black people from Africa. That is something I preach that I want people to understand. The reason why black people are poor is because they don't have the discipline to follow the law that they laid down themselves. Because their brain is not tuned towards obeying the law. The law states you must have a certificate. Buhari has none. But he's running. Why is he running? You have lawyers. Every mushroom university, they have a law department in the zoo. There are so many lawyers. But do you know that these idiots, they have kept mum very quiet. When somebody has blatantly broken the law and he wants to be the custodian of the law, is that possible? Buhari has no certificate, therefore should not be. But Obasanjo, you know, corruption breeds corruption. Stealing breeds stealing. Yorubas and their cowardice. This is a man who claims he was a former head of state. He's saying, oh, it is ridiculous and insulting. But show us the certificate. Then we stop insulting you. Show us the certificate. Yoruba man has come to defend him. I hope that Niger Delta people are listening and pondering what we are pondering. I thought you said Yoruba loves you. Ose Tigun. They have gone to Awasa man now, isn't it? Your only hope is Biafra. Without Biafra, you're all dead. I'm not begging anybody from Niger Delta. Oh, come on, join us. So we are begging you. I don't want to beg you. If you stay on your own, you'll be picked off one after the other. Nobody to rescue you. You think Britain will come to save you? You are mad. Did they save Kenneth Rewa? Who did they save? When oil is gushing all over Ogoni land, contaminated, did they save you? Only Biafra can save you. All of you from the so-called Niger Delta, only Biafra can save you. Without Biafra, you are finished. Some of you with a little bit of change can run away from the place and enjoy your loot abroad and be exactly like the corrupt politicians you're criticizing. It's insulting to ask somebody for... He said he has a certificate. Ben, where is it? Where is the certificate? Jonathan afraid of being jailed by Buhari if he loses, according to Obasanjo. They're even planning for Jonathan as well. Jonathan, can you see now you have no backbone? You are not even an untouchable. And Buhari will come after you. Buhari wants a reason to hit Niger Delta very, very hard. And they will do it. Why? Because of what Niger Delta militants said. They want to show you that British gave them the power to rule the zoo after them. They will try, because Jonathan cannot win the election. It is impossible. Mathematically impossible, Jonathan can never ever win. The only choice you have is to boycott the election, stay at home, so that the world can understand that there is no president in the zoo. If you go out to vote, Jonathan will lose. As simple as that. And in fact, he's going to jail because they are planning for him. They are preparing using Yoruba media to search Nuburisi. You gullible fools. Yoruba will use their media to condition you so that when they pick up Jonathan, you cannot say anything about it. After all, they named you Bendel, didn't they? And Delta Igbo. And Niger Delta and South South. Is that not correct? Yet they don't love you. And can never ever love you. They are Yorubas, mind you. Backstabbers. Turn your back and they put their penknife in. Niger Republic is supplying fighters to Boko Haram according to the zoo military. I said blood is thicker than water. They are the ones practicing the proper honorable one Nabola. So they are coming to help their own. I told you before that Niger Republic is also our Fulani people. They are coming to help to spread Islam by supplying soldiers. And you have our people just yapping all over the world. Because you can afford cheap bread. Because the government where you are is paying your house rent for you. You can come out and your children are going to school with free education. They are supplying them. And that is why I also thank all of them volunteering to serve their country in truth and honesty who are returning back to Biafra land as we speak. Arewa youth leader calls for sack of the defense minister, national security advisor, and the inspector general of police. But will you sack them? You cannot sack them because you don't. A black person from Africa don't know what the law is. Or shame. They don't understand that. They are useless people. Black people are mentally backwards. I can prove it to you. In fact, it's ridiculous. There is a law that says, if you cannot read or write, don't apply for the job of a secretaryship of a company. Yet you cannot read or write in Akongo. You come out one day and say, I want to be secretary of this government. And your desk, I have the right to be. But they qualify. Every job advert in the world, there is minimum requirement. The minimum requirement in the zoo is that you must have a certificate. Buhari doesn't have one. But he's running and he's going to win. Osun government shuts down two schools indefinitely over student protest. Because students protested, the government have shut down the schools indefinitely. Giving power to a black person. It's like giving a loaded gun to somebody who is drunk and demented. You shut down the schools because people were unruly. People questioned your government. There should be a revolution in the zoo. I have said to them before, turn your guns against every governor, every senator, every House of Reps member. Turn your gun against every major general you have, every commandant you have. Turn your guns at them and shoot them dead, and things will be better for you and your family. Leave them alive, and you're not going anywhere. The news in greater detail. Jonathan said that stealing is not corruption. The lawyers have now cautioned him. Lawyers have warned President Goodluck Jonathan over continually saying that stealing is not corruption. Recall that the president, for the 8th time on Wednesday during the presidential media chat, tried separating the act of stealing from that of corruption. According to the president, I'm quoting your president, the president of the zoo, direct, the baboon in chief. If somebody is a thief, he's a thief, he said. Jonathan is saying this. We should not use the word corruption to cover a case of stealing. Thieves should be called thieves. Are you sure the man has a PhD in something? Unbelievable. This is what the president is saying. If somebody is a thief, he's a thief. We should not use the word corruption to cover a case of stealing. Thieves should be called thieves, the president had said. The president of a country presiding over the lives of 160 million people allegedly cannot differentiate between stealing and corruption, or cannot make the correlation between the two. The president of a country who will stand up to deliver economic policy. Amazing. However, the professor, Issa Sage, who is a lawyer and human rights activist, has taken up the issue. In a telephone conversation with the Punch, Sage said, there was no technical difference between the two acts, of course, as I analyzed before. There is no difference. If you are the principal of a small secondary school, and you go and subvert, you steal one money from the budget, it is corruption. You have corrupted the process that would have led to the completion of a particular project with the money or paying of teachers, or in fact, even subverting your own oath of office. That is called, you have corrupted that system. You have done something that you're not supposed to do. That is corruption. Corruption and stealing are more or less the same thing, depending on the capacity in which the stealing is being done. I hope that the zoo president can listen and take note. Anyway, how's Yoruba advisors? What do you expect? They say they are the most learned people. I don't know who gave it. You know what Yoruba media did to some of you? Oh, Yorubas are the most educated. Okwuasioku is a lie. Everybody knows that is a lie. We paid school fees where we come from. We paid school fees to go to school. Yorubas had free education, but we paid to go to school. Or our parents paid for us. But you still had more people in school than in Yoruba land. But Yoruba used their media to tell you, oh, we are the most educated. So you can be running after their pastors. About 100 South African retired military men are actively involved in the zoo offensive against Boko Haram insurgents in the northeast of the country, according to a report. The problem, however, is that they may not be here legally. They are mercenaries, as the country's defense minister have said. They should be arrested on their return to the country. South African mercenaries, white people from South Africa, are in the zoo fighting. They are paying them, they pay a zoo soldier 50,000 naira a month. They are paying these people over $1 million every month. I thought some of you said, oh, we don't like apartheid. Oh, what white people are doing. But a black monkey government of Jonathan went and is bringing white people to come and hunt and kill black people. Remember what I said about philosophical and ideological inconsistencies about black people. You claim you are one thing, but you do another. Some of you, oh, apartheid is bad. Oh, white people in Africa. But even go on, called on white mercenaries to kill fellow so-called African people. Africa, let us unite. We are one. You are now going to bring white people to come and kill black people. That is the now you can understand when I say that black people are fools. You can understand the reason why. I give you reason. I just don't say something for saying sake. Jonathan is paying over $1 million to one white person to come and kill as many black people as possible. Can't you see? South African Defense Minister, his name is Nosiviwe Mapisa Nkwakula. My dear Lord in heaven. Thank God we are not in the same country as them. Nosiviwe Mapisa Nkwakula. Lord have mercy. Anyway, he's the defense minister for South Africa. He said these people will be arrested upon their return to their very country. These are white people hired to come and kill black people in Africa. One million. The white slavery. We don't like it. Because you started slavery. Black people are responsible for slavery, not white people. Blacks, this UG, Arotuku is there as well. Responsible for the selling of their own kind. Not white man. You sell your people, you start complaining about compensation and slavery. When you are all of us should be lined up and shot dead somewhere. We are all responsible for the mess of slavery. Today you are bringing in white people to come and kill black people. For that privilege, you pay them $1 million every month. In hard currency. 24-hour curfew imposed on Gombe after Boko Haram invasion. The Gombe state government has imposed a 24-hour curfew in Gombe town, capital of Gombe state, after Boko Haram militants attempted to overrun it on Saturday. Eyewitness said the militants attacked soldiers at the security checkpoints at the edge of the town and forced their way into the quarter guard of the 301 Artillery Regiment. When you hear their name, you think they'll do. So where is the artillery now? Their name is 301 Artillery Regiment. So at least you think they'll have artillery. And the meaning of artillery is that you can shell somebody, you know, however miles away they are from you to stop them from advancing. So you are artillery brigade. Where is your artillery then? Why didn't you bring out the artillery to fight them? Because it's too late. They have now gone into the quarter guard of that very artillery brigade. Amazing stuff. Boko Haram. They have burnt places down. Explosions and gunfire could be heard after the fighters overwhelmed a checkpoint at the edge of the city, which had been bombed before, but have never had the insurgents attempt to take it over. But now they have taken it over, according to Reuters, not Radio Biafra, please. Because here, well, we don't believe in propaganda. We give you the news. In fact, we block the news being reported by other people. More disaster as Boko Haram seizes Gombe state. Sacks barracks. They have sacked the damn 301 artillery brigade. The same artillery brigade, before Boko Haram came, if you're a civilian, is clear very well. Pack. If you talk rubbish, I will march frog you. I am a soldier. I'm the military. I went to NDA. I ask him, apart from accidental discharge, can you shoot a gun properly? The answer is no. He's a soldier. A Nigerian army soldier. My dear Lord. There was more disaster over the weekend as Boko Haram terrorists seized Gombe State in the northeastern part of the zoo. It was a new catch and the terrorists we are seeing driving on the streets before they left. Gombe State is in southwest of Borno and south of Yobe State and is the farthest hinterland direction the terrorists have ever moved. Gombe State is also the state where named Boko Haram sponsor Ali Modu Sharif has established his base and from where he heads out to Borno to campaign. Awosa people are the ones sponsoring Boko Haram. Awosa Fulani. These are Islamic fundamentalists. But America will not see it. Britain will not see it because what matters to them is oil. Oil and oil. But lives are being lost in their quest to secure oil or the oil fields of Biafra land. They don't mind all of you being Islamized. All of you will be Islamized. And what can, after all, they have taken over some of your traditional rulers in Imo State. How about you? We continue. This is Radio Biafra. We are live in Enugu on CHK 97.6. All over the world, people are listening via satellite. They are also listening online as well. We are everywhere. And right across the face of this very planet, people are listening to us attentively. Attentively, I said. We are Radio Biafra. This is live and direct on the 14th day of February 2015, with the time now standing very close to 2 minutes, I believe, past 8 in the evening. 2 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening here in London. Presidential election papers found in London. Maybe it's for those in diaspora to vote. Maybe diasporans, as they call themselves. This is for the diaspora to vote. Let us see what ballot box is doing here. You know, the British, they are the master riggers. Britain taught an average monkey in the zoo how to lie. It was Britain that taught the zoo how to falsify papers. In fact, the authority to build Oluwole, they got from Britain to forge and to steal. Britain, this very country, they are the ones that gave the monkeys calling themselves Nigerians the right, showed them the right way to steal, to forge results, is the British. It's been reported that ballot papers meant for the zoo presidential election were found yesterday at the premises of a local printer in the Essex area of London. It is believed that a Nigerian firm named Cables International Limited, which has been contracted to print the ballot papers for the 2015 presidential election, likely sublet the contract of printing these materials to another company for reasons yet unknown. The sensitive election materials, which ought to have arrived in Nigeria. So, you don't have printing press where you can print. Hey! They can't even print ordinary ballot paper. But they mint money. They can print money, one thousand naira bill. But they don't know how to print ordinary ballot box. But the ballot boxes are, if you want to vote now, you go to somewhere in Essex and vote. You have ballot papers there. And maybe Cameron will also vote and stuff the ballot papers and then send it back to the zoo where it belongs. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We need to continue because the truth must be told on this very platform. Borno State government confirms 2 teenagers were responsible for Bew attack. This attack was carried out by two teenagers, so to speak. The Borno State government have confirmed that the bomb blast on Bew Market on Thursday was carried out by 2 teenagers. The Borno State Deputy Governor Alhaji Zana Mustafa stated this on Friday while addressing reporters in Maiduguri. The Deputy Governor condemned the attack, saying it was disheartening that the sect could wreak such havoc. He said 8 persons died in the explosion and 20 others were injured. Mustafa, however, assured residents of the state to remain calm and go about their businesses because Boko Haram will soon become a thing of the past, going by the assurances and the dedication of the military to stamp out the menace. Nobody told Alhaji Zana Mustafa that the people you are hoping to come and save you, that their barracks has also fallen in Gombe. 301 artillery brigade is under siege. And God. Oh my goodness me. They are hoping for the Nigerian military said, oh, we'll stamp them out within. Who is the chief of defense staff that replaced Nheji Rikada? Said, oh, don't worry, we'll stamp them out before April of 2014. We will take them out. We are now approaching April of 2015. Have you done anything? The answer is no. Why couldn't you have done anything? Because you are not capable. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Incapable is the word. Incapable. We continue. 2 suicide bombers attack Bew. It is ridiculous and insulting to query Buhari's academic credentials, according to Obasanjo. Former Zoo President, the Yoruba man, Olusegun Obasanjo, said it is insulting and ridiculous to question the academic credentials of APC presidential candidate General Muhammadu Buhari. Speaking at the launch of his book, My Watch, in London, Obasanjo said when he joined the army in 1958, it was mandatory that one must have WASC or GCE with a minimum of 6 subjects to be able to join the military at the time. He said, when I joined the army in the 1950s, I needed to have a Cambridge certificate or West African school certificate or GCE with a minimum of 6 subjects to be able to join the military at the time. I don't know of anybody who was an officer
at that time that did not have similar certificates. Buhari joined the army about 4 years after me, and if I needed such a certificate to be admitted into the army, I don't know how he could have avoided it. Obasanjo, how foolish can you be? He avoided it because I was a man. Can't you reason properly? The question is not where you went to. After all, Tinubu said he went to Chicago University. There was another Yoruba man that said he went to Toronto University. We know that those were lies as well. Mr. or Chief, as they call him now, Olusegun Obasanjo, or General, as you wish to call yourself. The question is not if Buhari qualified to serve in the army or not. We just want to see the certificates. If they don't exist, he needs to send us to where they exist, so we can check the archives and the records. Or the institution can say, oh, there was Boko Haram fire here and all the records got burned. We need closure on this matter. Buhari is not qualified to run. It doesn't matter that he rose to the rank of, I don't know who didn't present. Who's telling you that? How was that people qualify without basic education? Where is the certificate? As simple as that. If you don't have it, you shouldn't be running. But you will run because Africans are daft and foolish. That is why he will run. Somebody who is not qualified to run for office will run because it is simply black people. Black, this OG. The former president also has unleashed another attack on President Goodluck Jonathan, accusing him of playing politics of do or die like president of Cote d'Ivoire, Laurent Gbagbo, and that Jonathan is afraid of being jailed by Buhari if he loses. This is what a former PDP president is saying to a serving PDP president. Why is Obasanjo saying this? Because he is a Yoruba man. They always betray their friends. And because they are afraid of Hausa people. Hausa conquered Yoruba land before. They are also afraid of being conquered again in the future. So they have to keep it sweet with Hausa people. Yoruba, never ever trust them. And I hope that Niger Delta people are listening. Are you listening? So now you believe that all that nonsense that the Punch newspaper, that Yoruba media have been feeding you all these years about Igbo man being your problem, now you know they are lies. Because even Jonathan has been abandoned by Yoruba people. Abandoned by Hausa, abandoned by Fulani. Is that very clear to all of you now? Do you now see sense in what we've been preaching on Radio Biafra? That only Biafra can save you. Anything else would lead to destruction. We continue. Niger Republic is supplying fighters to Boko Haram. Who are the ones supplying to us? We need to defend our land. And I thank you, my dear brother. The person that called us from China. I won't give your name. A very strong individual. Very strong. 5 rifles. Not easy. These are the type of Biafrans I want to hear about. Next week, Wednesday, we pick them up and continue our preparation. The Nigerian military has accused Niger Republic of supplying fighters to Boko Haram in the terrorist organization's ongoing war against the zoo called Nigeria. Director of Defense Information Major General Chris Olukolade, Yoruba man, mind you, in a series of angry tweets on Friday, berated Niger for describing Nigerian soldiers as cowards. But you are cowards, ain't you? Olukolade, have you fought a war before? Brigadier General, the Yoruba man. Do you know how to fire a pistol? Olukolade. Can you tell me one regiment or one army formation being commanded by a Yoruba man in battle at the moment as we speak? The British are not there to help you, are they? Olukolade. British can no longer come to help you. Because if Britain gets involved, Boko Haram terrorists in London will blow them up to bits. They don't want that to happen. And the British are also Muslim. I can prove that to people as well if you want. I can tell you. The British establishment, they are more or less Muslims, all of them. So Muslims can kill you, they won't do anything about it. Be rest assured. Oh, Luke Olade is tweeting very angrily that Niger Republic described the zoo soldiers as cowards. He also said that Niger Republic, which is part of the multinational joint task force with the zoo, Cameroon and Chad, are treacherous and supplying mercenaries to Boko Haram. Niger Republic allegedly fighting with the zoo. Having discovered how cowardly the army are, they decided to join the real brave soldiers, which are Boko Haram fighters. African people, they got together to imagine NATO going to Afghanistan to go and carry out a mission. And on getting there, discovering that Italy is now supplying Taliban with weapons. What do you think they'll do to Italy? What I'm trying to say is that once a white country goes into coalition with you, they don't abandon you or betray you until the whole thing is over. But trying to run Africa the way Europeans run Europe can never work. People heard about multinational task force. They said, let us go and do one in Africa. The same way they heard about EEC in those days. They formed OAU or ECOWAS. But you cannot travel from the zoo to Ghana. It will take you 24 hours. Checkpoint after checkpoint. Country after country. But ECOWAS was meant to mean free movement of goods and services. Here again, they heard the word multinational task force. They said, oh, that sounds nice, you know, multinational task force. Let's form one here. And Niger is simply supplying Boko Haram with weapons. And Olukolada, who is the official commentator for the Zoo Army, Yoruba man, is now crying on Twitter messages that Niger Republic is supplying Boko Haram with weapons and then calling them cowards. Of course, you're cowards. RY youth leader calls for sack of the defense minister. Why? Should the defense minister be sacked? Because, according to Alhaji Shetima Yerima, who is the president of Arewa Youth Conservative Forum, he says that peace may continue to be elusive if some ethnic groups are treated as second-class citizens in the zoo project, adding that justice and fairness can only ensure the desired peace in the country. An Hausa man is telling you that Igbo people are slaves. It's in his interview. Go and read it if you like. His name is Mr. Shetima Yerima, but because some of you have no shame. Some of you people have no shame. And anyway, after all, some of you were either your mother was an Hausa woman or your father was an Hausa, so it won't affect you, will it? It's for us who are hardcore Biafrans that feels pained by all these things. Barrister, stay with me. We are almost through. This is Radio Biafra. Oshun government shuts down two schools indefinitely over student protest. His own children are probably in London. Mrs. Titi Laoye Tomori, Oshun deputy governor, has ordered the closure of Government Technical College Osogbo and Osogbo High School indefinitely over disturbances by the students. It's been reported that some students of Government Technical College Osogbo and Osogbo High School embarked on a protest on Thursday. This is contained in a statement signed by Mr. Lawrence Oyeniran, Permanent Secretary, Ministry of Education. The statement said that the closure was to curtail any further disturbances in the school. Even ordinary Yoruba students can begin to mount a revolution. We need a revolution. Every political person must die for you to survive. If they live, you continue to die. If they die, you don't be able to live. As simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. I will very quickly go to the barrister himself, who is waiting, to ask him what he makes of the news we presented on this very day, the 14th day of February 2015, with the time now standing at 14 minutes past. I believe it is 14 or 15 minutes past 8 p.m. here in London this very day. Barrister, please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. The news were read. Information that are contained in the news are also well written, though sometimes they write it wrongly, but you normally position it the way it should be heard and the way it should be read. Well done. Let me go straight to the school. You see, this is the problem we have in the zoo, that a whole school is closing a school for pupils, for students, which is illegal, for an authority to close a school. But nobody will challenge it. Nobody will see the illegality of a school, closing a school, because students and pupils are protesting. Why not solve the problem while they were protesting? All they need to do is to close the school. It's illegal. But that's what you get in the zoo. Nothing else. I'll leave that aside. Director, let me make a correction here, because I'm not very sure you understood what Jonathan was actually saying here. I think I mentioned this 2 days ago, if not yesterday. Jonathan is telling us to call a spade, and not a garden fork. He was saying that thievery is thievery. When you call it corruption, people will not know the magnitude of what politicians are doing. So he's actually saying, when politicians are found stealing, you should call them thieves. You shouldn't put it that they are corrupt. When you put corruption, you are more or less papering over the issue or trying to cover it up. That if you find a, like the Hausas, we say Warawo, your boss will say Ole, and we say Oshi, we say Eno. So he was saying, when you see a thief, a politician, stealing people's money, you shouldn't call them corruption. You call them thieves, because that's what exactly what they are. Because if you say corruption, according to what you said here many times, our grandmas at all will not know what corruption is. So which means, Goodluck Jonathan is listening to Radio Biafra. That is another conclusion that they do listen to Radio Biafra. Because this is what we talk about here whenever we are broadcasting. The other area where he made a mistake, a big one, is when he said that corruption and thieving are two different things. No, they are all illegal. Both stealing and corruption, they are all illegitimate crime. And there's no other way you can put them. There's no difference. They are the same. Now, about the young Boko Haram, two individuals were able to smoke off life out of 8 or 9 persons because of their wickedness, because of their treachery. The life they live is to kill. Only them and their religion should stand aside. The rest should go to hell. Islam has never been a friend of ordinary people, except you are part of that Islamic culture. The next point, Director, is this. Is Obasanjo, Yoruba man. Can you see? Some Yorubas will assume the nature of Christianity. Inwardly, they are Muslims. Obasanjo will parade himself as a Christian. Forget about the chameleon nature of the Yorubas, because you cannot remove that from all of them from A to Z. That is their life. It's in their blood. I'm not used to speaking like this, but it is their blood. Now, for Obasanjo to turn around and start insinuating what Buhari will do to Jonathan, a sitting presiding president, and you are saying what Buhari, he is actually abating and actually trying to turn Buhari on against Goodluck Jonathan. That is the most wicked act anybody can do. When he was sitting there, Jonathan never criticized him or said anything against him. Now the poor Jonathan, who doesn't know his left to his right, is being pushed up and down, over and above. And now Obasanjo, who ought to be a Christian, is now supporting a Muslim. And this is what we say all the time. Yorubans are Islamic by nature, but they will pretend to be Christians, and our people will be kneeling down before them and placing their hands and then asking them to sow seeds, asking them to be blessed, so that all these things are fake. I wish that people will learn very fast and fast enough so that they move away from all this trick and trickery being used to humiliate us from the slavery put to us by the British. Our ballot papers, Director, what do you expect? It's been so. The rigging did not start today, and they will carry on. I was arguing with a new lady friend of mine who recently joined Radio Biafra, and she's listening fervently. She was saying, how should I claim that Britain are still ruling Nigeria up to today? My dear lady, if you're listening, it's an example that our ballot paper from the zoo are found here. It's part of the rigging. They dictate who rules, who stands, where oil goes to, what they are sold, and who will buy.
But barrister,
this is an example. Yes, barrister,
director. There is a thinking here. One of our people, I don't know, they're trying to make me laugh. I don't know. They said that the ballot boxes here is because of Oshibanjo. You know, Oshibanjo is a Yoruba man of Redeemed Church. Is that correct? And there are so many Redeemed Churches around here, being, of course, frequented by Igbo people, that the Redeemed members here, they want to vote. That's why the ballot papers are here. It's to allow the Redeemed Church members to be able to vote for Oshibanjo. That is why they are here. And I told him that is not possible. Very, very funny indeed. But it's rather very, very pathetic. How is that possible? A country, they can print money, they can mint money, but they cannot print ballot. God, they don't even trust themselves to print.
Director, I think I need to say something here.
Go ahead.
You know, our currency are not actually minted or printed in the zoo.
Where is
they
it printed?
They mint them here.
Do they?
Make inquiry, yes. They meet them here. Or sometimes they take them to China. That's why there's quite a lot of fake director. Don't know. They are minted here, not in the zoo.
So what does the National Mint Company do? What is the job of the National Mint Company they have?
They are like a host company. That's what it is. When the money takes off from here, they deliver it over there for them to monitor and administer it. That's what they do. The zoo haven't got any proper outcome in anything at all.
Barrister, let me ask you, what is the job of black people from Africa? Do you think they have a purpose to serve? Do they? What is their
director?
Job?
Director.
Yes.
We have Ochukwu Abiyama has given to us, but the Europeans, they came and used few individuals amongst us to destroy our position. And that's why we are willing to go back to that particular position. Every director, look at this way. Every time I refer you to Animal Kingdom, every species has their own lineage to follow. The Europeans could carry on doing what they are doing. A black man will not have the intention to come and destroy what they are doing. Why do you have intention to come and destroy mine? My mom will always say, no, sir. Live and let live. Look at the Asians. How many times do you see the Asians go to war against any other country? Apart from when the Japanese were trying to retaliate with the Americans. How many times? But the Europeans, all they do is to come into Africa, destroy what we have, steal what we have, turn around and tell you that you are poor. Look at what happens on the telly every time. They show little children who are looking for food and donate penny. But you were there before. Did you put any good drinking water? No. You were there before. Did you make the roads so that you will affect everybody? No. And then they put corrupted individuals, my brothers and your own brothers, so that they will carry on with the same legacy. Chop, I chop, according to Babangida. Chop, make I chop. Let there be no goodness in Africa. Director, God gave us every good living things. Few individuals, corrupted ones, as you put it, the Ifajunar people, them. We are easily cajoled and, of course, put into corruption. Still, forget about your brother and sister. Director, Port Harcourt produces oil. There is no village in Biafra land that do not have oil. Do you know that if it rains continuously for 3-4 days, the water table will come inside people's room. This is Port Harcourt. Ibocha, water will be everywhere. We are shouting and talking about Aba. Aba is now being desolated completely and forgotten. People are still living there, just marking time. But Port Harcourt is another test case. Where if water rains continuously, people who live there will be completely submerged into water. But Obasanjo stole oil money coming from Biafra land, and they are looking after their own people. Yet our own people cannot see this. We believe that Chukwu Abiyama, Jehovah, Jesus will come and rescue us, you know, place us in our land, and everything will be fine. No. And thank you, my brother, the guy in China, who made his own contribution. Chukwu Abiyama, bless you and your family. And for anybody who has intention, but please, I would rather suggest you make it a bit more private. If you supply anything, just tell the director and leave it at that. The rest will be done. Director, I'm standing by.
Don't stand by. I want you to
don't
come
go.
In. No, don't stand by, barrister. Stay where you are.
I am.
Do you know
I'm
that?
Here.
Please, this is very, very serious.
Yes.
Do you know all those children that Boko Haram killed their parents? That the refugee children that they call IDP, but they are refugees.
Yeah.
Barrister, do you know that Nigerian officials are going to the camps and selling off the children?
Oh, can you see this? Can you see this?
It is unbelievable. No, I'm coming, honestly. There is a report published by the International Center for Investigative Reporting saying that hundreds of Nigerian children are being sold from the camp. The people sent to go and look after them from the camp, they are selling them. They are selling the children.
No,
but I asked you this question, didn't answer it very, very well. Barrister, please. I will ask you again. Is it the job of black people to keep doing evil? Is it why we are black? Somebody needs to tell me. Why are we so... There is a level of evil and wickedness. that pervades Africa, black Africa, that I cannot begin to get my head around it. What the hell? These little children, they lost their mothers, their fathers. They are refugees. And the same Nigerian government official will go and take the... Anyway, they learned it from Igbo land, where they sell kids. It's very sad indeed.
Director, let me tell you this. You see, this Nigeria has to be destroyed, regardless of whoever is supporting this evil, this wicked country called Nigeria. Whoever is holding on to it and carrying on milking what is in our country and what is in that zoo, one day this zoo will fall and fall on top of their head and their family's head, and the zoo will go with them, because they'll come out to claim what does not belong to them. Now, look at the evil. Children who lost parents, killed by the same Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, Islamic people. Now, children are being sold. What is wrong with black Africa? Director, what is wrong with us? It's because we refuse to use the brain given to us by Chukwu Abiyama. That is what is wrong with us. Nothing else. You give them food, they put it in their mouth. They don't put it in their bum. They have their senses, just they refuse to use it, plus confusion brought about by the Europeans to make us enslave ourselves. There is an engineering work here. Narrator, somebody else can tell you the same. Good evening.
Good evening, and we are moving gingerly to another engineer. Let us see what they have engineered for us. This is Radio Biafra. I have the CEOC on the line, the coordinator of every coordinator upon this very planet. Engineer has joined us all the way from Houston in Texas. I want you to confirm that you can hear me. Engineer, can you hear me?
Director, I can hear you. Am I coming out clear?
Of course you are. Please go ahead. Yes, you are.
Thank you, Director. And I am back, and I am back in full, and I am back with a big bang. Director, I thank you, and I thank Chukwu Abiyama for bringing you safely to the United Kingdom. Director, if you permit me, I would like to make some announcements. Yes, Director, I would like to report that as at this time last weekend, the IPOB USA, representing IPOB worldwide, we made our presence felt at the burial of our own Professor Innocent Chinwike Odenigbo. And I also read your speech, which, if you give me the permission, I would like to publish it on Radio Biafra, London Facebook.
Go ahead and do so. You have my permission. Please go ahead.
Okay, I will do that. And I'm also very happy to be part of today's maiden broadcast from Enugu, that now people at Enugu can reach or hear Radio Biafra London on FM. Director, please, I beg your pardon. I kind of plead with you. Forgive me for not properly introducing myself. Yes, my name is Mazdi Iranya Clifford Chukwuemeka. I come from Arunji Onyemobi, also called Umuchukwu, in Oguta local government area in Biafra land. I am, by the grace of God, coordinator of coordinators of the indigenous people of Biafra. We, IPOB, we are freedom fighters. We are not politicians. We have nothing to do with Nigerian or zoological public politics. We are simply freedom fighters, and we believe in command and control. And our commander is Mazi Nnamdi Kanu. We also believe in discipline and absolute loyalty. Therefore, we will do everything possible to get our nation back. And because we are reaching the people of Enugu today, and because a greater number of Biafrans are listening to this broadcast via radio, I want to use this opportunity to appeal to every Biafran hearing my voice now. Please do not vote. I repeat, do not go out to vote, no, whatever it is. Presidential, gubernatorial, or House of Representatives, whatever it is, do not vote. The reason is simple. If you vote, you are giving legitimacy to Nigeria. And for those of you who are in Enugu hearing this radio for the first time, I'm sure, or it's possible, that you may not have heard one of the broadcasts or rather a landmark broadcast by our director that he made on the 31st of December 2013, where he provided evidence that Nigeria has expired on the 31st of December 2013. As a matter of fact, when Nigeria was formed, based on a proclamation. It is called the Amalgamation Proclamation. That document stated that Nigeria will be, the lifespan of Nigeria is 100 years, beginning from January 1, 1914. It therefore goes to show that by December 31st, 2013, Nigeria has expired. So Nigeria right now is living on borrowed time. Therefore, I can conclusively state that Nigeria was a country. Keep in mind, I didn't use the word nation. Nigeria was never a nation. Nigeria was a country. According to the expert, a country is a geographical grouping of people united under a common government. And that government of Nigeria expired on the 31st of December 2013. But Biafra is a nation. A nation is a group of people united by a single culture and set of tradition. A nation consists of a distinct population of people that are bound together by a common culture, history, and tradition who are typically concentrated within a specific geographic region. Hausa land is not a specific geographical region with Biafra land. We don't have common tradition, we don't have common culture, and we don't have common value system. So, Biafra is a nation, Nigeria was a country, and Nigeria has expired. This is my message to everybody hearing my voice tonight. Do not vote. Do not vote. If you...
Engineer, can you hear me? The line is gone. The Skype has gone. Engineer, please try and get back to us. Try and get back to us. Engineer is gone. This is Radio Biafra. He will come back to us. That I am absolutely certain of. Our lines are now open. Our lines are open. If Engineer gets back to us, I will bring him to you. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. Our lines are open on Skype. We are radiobiafra.co. Our lines are +447 833 1303 786. We are also on the universal line, which is +44 208 133 9976. The engineer has come back to us. Please go ahead.
Yes, director, am I coming out clear now?
Yes, you are.
Yes, like I was saying, please, Biafrans, do not vote. Because if you vote, you are giving legitimacy to Nigeria that has expired. By the way, you also need to know that Nigeria is an Islamic country. Biafra is not an Islamic country. Nigeria is a member of OIC. Go to Google and type in leader list of members of OIC. You will see Nigeria there. Therefore, there is no relationship between light and darkness. Islam is darkness. Christianity is light. Biafra is light. So do not vote. Do not vote. Director, let me quickly go to monthly dues. Please, I appeal to all our all the countries, IPOB, please to make sure that we pay our monthly dues and also our BDF. We need to pay our Biafra Defense Force. It is very, very important. And because Director has stopped talking about the $100 for 1,000 person for each continent, people are no longer interested. Please. Remember that we need 100 people, 1,000 people, $100 each. Make your impact. Be part of that. You can do that by calling 301-455-0460. I repeat, you can call 301-455-0460. That's a U.S. number.
U.S. is, which is plus one. Add plus one or 001, please, because some of them get confused. 001, yes, go ahead.
Yes, yes, listeners, please, +1 301 455 0460 is a U.S. number. Once you put plus one, the next number, the next digit you add will be 301 455 0460. Director, let me quickly move to what is coming up in the next 2 weeks, which is our opening of our embassy. On the 28th of February, our embassy will be opened in Vitoria, Spain. Now, it is very important because sometimes, you know, Director, people don't really know why we do certain things. Director, I am sure you are aware that the PLO national headquarters was in Tunisia. Am I correct?
That is correct, yes.
And that is how they that is how it is done. The Cuban Revolution, Director, was planned in Mexico.
That is correct also.
The Iranian Revolution was not planned in Iran. It was planned in France. Am I correct?
In Paris, yes. The Ayatollah was in Paris. And the coming into power of communism by Joseph, what's his name again? Lenin was planned in Shoreditch in London here. Not too far from here, as a matter of fact. The American Revolution was also planned in France, as a matter of fact. So every successful revolution in the world, I think ANC was stationed in Namibia, if I'm not mistaken. I think ANC had their headquarters in Namibia, if I'm not mistaken. Therefore, every credible resistance movement around the world, you don't mix with your enemies. But our people don't know history, engineer, because most of them are not educated. So they don't know. Yep. But we're here to educate them. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, and just lastly on that same issue, well, I also read that even Mahatma Gandhi went to South Africa to plan the what he did for his people in India, correct?
That is abundantly correct.
Yes. So when we say we have our embassy in Vitoria, in Spain, people will understand that there is no way we will plan and execute what we plan to execute while we are right there in that damnable contraption called Nigeria.
That is
why we have to support this. And Director, there is no point me repeating this, but people are receiving this broadcast from Enugu, from Aba, and all this place. These equipment were not manufactured in Nigeria. Am I correct, Director?
No, they are not.
Right. So you mean that most of our activities, most of things we need are going to come from abroad for now. Therefore, the best place to plan, execute, and make sure everything goes on is when we move it outside the shores of the zoo. Director, let me now go to the real big bang. I want to announce, and this is a breaking news, and I want Biafrans to pay attention very, very well. Directors has always said that Biafra is based on two pillars. One, Ezeoku Obondo. The second pillar is Egbebere Ugobere. And Director and Uche Mefo and all the editorial board members of Radio Biafra have always said one thing, that we are pursuing Biafra in truth and honesty. Where am I going with all this? There is nowhere you can make progress when your foundation is based on lies and deceit. Director, there was an organization that went to register with Nigeria under lies and deceit with Okwuasi. I want to report today to Biafrans that organization has been proscribed. That organization has been deregistered by the same government they are paying allegiance. They say they are obeying their laws because they have found out that these people are liars and deceivers. In other words, I'm informing Biafrans as part of the breaking news that the Zoological Republic of Nigeria have deregistered Bileo Human Rights Initiative. I repeat, the Zoological Republic of Nigeria have deregistered Bileo Human Rights Initiative. I will challenge anybody hearing my voice. Go to Corporate Affairs Commission and type in search for this number 4527. The Bileo number when they registered was 45276. I repeat, RUC, which is what they use in registering companies or whatever in corporate affairs, RUC 45276. If you are listening, You make this available and let people go and search. And if you find it in the registers of Corporate Affairs Commission, then we come, we talk about it. But I am assuring you that because of the lies and the deceit, Okuasi, today, even the government they pretend to be working with have deregistered them. And what are the implications? The so-called court case, dead. The so-called AU membership, dead. The so-called UN membership, dead. And today, the every person parading himself or herself as a BLA member is subject to arrest and be treated as organizing with an illegal entity. That is the result of lies and deception. And I want Biafrans to know that because Director has always maintained, let me conclude now, that we are philosophically and ideologically consistent. What we say in the morning is what we say in the afternoon, and that is what we say in the night. We cannot come and say we are for Biafran, and then we go and register organization saying that it is open to all Nigerians of 18 years and above. We don't do that. Indigenous people of Biafra, in conjunction with Radio Biafra, we are philosophically and ideologically consistent. Director, let me stop here and let others come in and make their own contribution.
You will not stop. Stay where you are. I need you to remain where you are. Engineer, from the news you're breaking to us this evening, it is very clear. I grew up in the village. That is a saying where I come from. I remember somebody telling me once when all the traitors were there selling our information to the zoo police. I got very, very upset. And I wanted to ask the boys on the ground to do something. Somebody sent me a message from somewhere. I don't know who this person is. They said, "Are you Chukwu Abiam? That if you do anything against anybody who has come out openly to challenge what you are doing, it means that you are removing the power from Chukwu Abiam, who asked you to come. If you believe that Chukwu Abiam asked you to come, if you believe that Chukwu Abiam ordained this very project, if you know that Biafra is the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth, then allow Chukwu Abiam to do something. Sit back and allow him to see what he's going to do." And today, engineer, these are the same people that wrote to the United States government saying that IPOB Worldwide is a terrorist group. Is that correct? Is it the same people?
Yes, it is. Yes. They submitted our names to FBI and CIA, exactly, and all the intelligence organizations.
Exactly. These are the same people who are working for APC Boko Haram with Rocha Sokorocha. Is that correct?
Yes, they are. And they also blocked people who are supposed to sell arms to us.
I will tell people this very story right now because he has raised it. I attended a meeting in the USA to go and buy armaments in the USA. I will not tell you where or when or how. At that very meeting, the discussion went very, very well. Very, very perfectly well. Everything was going smoothly. They asked us every question and we answered. They ran a background check on me. They checked every of my activities since I came to the UK up until now. They went, even asked about my village, and I told them. They saw me and we discussed with them. Everything was moving swimmingly well until this idiot from Bilia started to write to people. I attended an interview with a very prominent radio station in downtown Los Angeles. I was interviewed by the chief host of that very program. Do you know that this idiot went and was emailing that very man, asking him not to support Biafra? And we have the copies of the email. There will be judgment. Judgment is coming. And today, I am not in good terms with the zoo government. If they attempt to go to court anymore, they'll all of them be arrested in the court. Because they're liars. They went to Nigeria and said, "Our group is open to every Nigerian." They come to your face and they tell you, "Oh, we are fighting for Biafra." I hate lies. People, you can lie anyhow you like. That is your business. Don't lie with the name of Biafra. Today, just one, the same people that started all these problems and all this mushrooming of ideas, they have gone down. They can no longer go to court. The court case is dead and buried. We didn't touch them. Chukwuebema shut them down. The same Nigeria they claim we are part of now. We are law abiding. We are obedient to law. They lied to them. Look, as I told them. In Atwasi, one day you will be found out. Nigeria said to them, oh, so you're telling us you're open to every Nigerian, you represent every Nigerian, but in the back, you're claiming you're Biafrans, and they shut them down. We didn't touch them, and they met Ohaka to tell them that Chukwu Abiyama is here. Chukwu Abiyama is with us. It's unfortunate for them because one strike and you're out, there is no redemption. That is the problem they have. If not, we would have said to them, didn't we tell you so? Come back and do Biafra, but they can never come back. We can never, ever allow them. Heaven is my witness. A traitor is always a traitor. For somebody to go and sit down behind their computer or their laptop to write to a very credible government of the world seeking to support us, asking them not to sell us weapons. We lost the war before because we had no guns and bullets. So this time around, we wanted to make sure that we covered everywhere is covered. We had enough guns, enough bullets. Everything is proper. They wrote to those people asking them not to support us. They wrote to CIA giving my name and that of which MFO, the entire editorial board of Radio Biafra, gave the names of the Directorate of State saying that we are terrorists. They claim they are Biafrans. They are writing to governments of the world telling them that IPOB are terrorists. And today, Nigeria has kicked them out. If they attempt to go to court again, they'll go to prison. They are finished. Because they lied. They said they are Nigerians. And then when they see you, they say we are Biafrans. And I told them, once you lie, you cannot be part of us. This is Radio Biafra. Engineer, stay where you are, please. Barrister is coming back to me. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. I can hear you. I was hearing Dr. Engineer Irania, how did I put it? The bombshell that he dropped.
It is a bombshell. My body is still shaking. It is a bombshell.
Director, you see, betrayal is never good. It has its own repercussion. When you are with somebody, be it a man or woman, you had a plan, you had an arrangement, that particular person meant behind you to do something else, thinking that they have outsmart you. The boomerang comes so speedily. You know, in most cases, when we do something, we say, we wait until the person dies, and then the evil visit the children and all the rest of it. No. This time, where you are doing it, it is affecting you directly, and you alone. No looking back. These are the people we organized, Director. I remember here in my house, this is why it pains me. If I am with you, I am with you forever. No matter what happens, even if I am drowning, I said I am with you. That is Mambezu forever. I do not change. I do not know how to become a chameleon. All of us here in my house, we plan how Biafra will come. We sealed our faith only for some of us departed and then decided to do otherwise so as to sabotage Biafra more, to sabotage. Once you want to watch all the young children of Biafra being killed with bombs, mortars, ammunition, you are prepared to betray your own conscience for pittance whilst you look at your own blood bleeding on the street of motherland. You are prepared to see your own people languishing in jails worldwide instead of you to seek first your own nation. Then when you come back home, whatever is your grievances, you put it down. These are my grievances. You first of all, as Director will put it, obey command, after which you complain. You went around. Now everything now is unfolding before everybody. It's not a case of reincarnation. It is happening presently and currently. That you and I planned to do something. You went. I remember all the letters coming from Dr. What's his name? The one, the doctor in Enugu. That was his name again.
Which doctor is that?
The elder.
Is it Ike Dife? Ike,
let us, we are coming from everywhere, signing to join APC, signing to do this, signing jobs to undermine the restoration of Biafra. It makes my eyes water. Now, look at it. The Benin human rights now everybody was clamoring about has now been derailed. When Ruben came back and saw that Joseph has been removed when he cut him in the pit, hoping that he'll pick him up. He looked into the pit. Joseph was not there anymore. He says, the land has gone. Where shall I go? Where should Benin human rights go now, director? I leave that for our people.
They should go and buy rope and hang themselves in shame. I told them, barrister, that they will fall.
The day they moved
against Radio Biafra IPOB, I told them, you people are dead. You're dead men walking. I told them that. Everybody, once you come against this institution, you are finished. You will sink into oblivion. You will sink into gossiping irrelevance. You will sink without trace. And today, if they attempt to go to any court talking that rubbish about coming to seek freedom in the court, they will be arrested. The day they went to make a deal with Owazirike, I knew they were finished. That was the day I knew that Satan had taken control of them. I told my good friend Egemba, this thing you're doing, you regret it. He thought I was joking. Today, they cannot even talk about going to court anymore. Their case has been struck out. Everything about them brought to an ultimate disgrace. Once you speak the truth, you will survive. You tell lies and you die. That is my prayer to Chukwu Abiama. Onyobolaja ha Biafra na ekwu ase. Anybody Chukwu Abiama, you remove them. No, don't even bring them. Destroy them completely and their families, now and forever. That is what I say. As I said to the Okoko, I was really, if you are strong, come outside and make the same pledge I make on air. If you survive for one day, then you know you're a man. From this evening, there is no longer Biliye Human Rights Initiative. All of that nonsense is suit number 909, FHC/220. Oh, gopa garbage, go. It's gone. If they step inside any court talking about Biafra, they'll be arrested. From today, they are no longer relevant. As I told them, they will not be. Because they lied. Atruasi. Once you come before Biafrans and you lie, you are finished. Every police informant, watch what will happen to you. All of you that came and took stories and we are selling them from IPOB, Nakoranyindi Police in Enugu, the same capital that is receiving Radio Biafra today. We are warning everybody, as I told my sub-members in 2009. Anybody that uses the name of Biafra to lie, you will meet disgrace upon disgrace. Here we do not lie. That is why everything we want to accomplish, we accomplish it with consummate ease. Thank you very much. Engineer, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here, Director.
It is because of the work that was done in the USA by Professor Innocent Odenigbo and yourself that got Boko Haram banned. People don't know this. Because of IPOB, the United States government rose against Boko Haram. Because we lobbied every senator in America. We sent them a copy of the Odenigbo speech. After they must have finished listening to it, the senators called for Obama to come and explain the stance of the U.S. government vis-a-vis Boko Haram. Before they could know what was happening, within a matter of 4 hours and 58 minutes, the State Department announced that USA was now banning Boko Haram. It was made possible by this very family, IPOB Worldwide. Nothing that we do is down to our own powers because Chukwu Abiama himself is in control. Anybody who moves against us, that person is a dead idiot walking. Eventually they fall. That is why I said to them that there is no need fighting with us because eventually we win. Eventually we always win. That is one outcome you can be guaranteed. And that is the mindset we take into battle with us against the zoo. In this very fight against Nigeria, engineer, I can tell you, we are going to win. Your job is very simple. You will go and prepare all the coordinators around the world. Tell them to be ready because this is 2015. Tell them this year we march. We are relying on all the countries of the world to sustain this very effort. We are relying on them to make Biafra come to fruition. That is your job as our COC. And you will do it the same way you've been serving your country all along, with every ounce of diligence and patriotism. That is your mission, and that's exactly what you're going to do. My regards to your lovely wife and family. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director, and I'll talk to you some other time. Thank you.
We will. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, and now, lo and behold, our lines are open. We can now take your calls. If you call us, we will answer you. If you call Radio Biafra, if you have anything to say, especially those of them from Enugu who are listening this very evening, this is Radio Biafra. Your ears are not deceiving you. We are live and we are direct. I don't know how much publicity was done to spread this very gospel, but we have come in truth and honesty that the will of heaven may prevail, that the will of Chukwu Abiama may happen in our lives. That is why we are here. Let us go and take calls this very evening. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is Anichede from Enugu State. Hello?
Thank you very much. Turn your system down. Are you listening to Radio Biafra live at this very moment?
I am listening to it live and direct from my satellite dish.
Thank you very much. We are in Enugu and we are also on FM. Go ahead.
I'm also in Enugu, Ever Valley, precisely.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Please, you said something about the FM station or FM radio being on in Enugu. Where I am, I've been trying to get it. I couldn't get it. That's the problem. That's number one, why I called. Then, number two, you said something about Jonathan saying something that corruption and stealing is the same thing. Anyway, I don't know if it's based on the other another interview that he did, but based on the recent one that he did, the woman answered about what she had to say about corruption. He now told the woman that they should be calling it stealing. That all it means stealing. That an ordinary village woman, ordinary village woman, should understand what is being said. That using the term corruption confuses the layman. So that is what he is trying to imply. So then, number three. I don't know, because sometimes when you use you marshal out your headlines, I don't know if there's any way or phone number that somebody can send by SMS on any, so that you can at least, because getting you on the phone is somehow not easy at all.
It's not easy because millions are listening. And what you said, you are in Ever Valley, is that correct?
Ever Valley, precisely.
I know those at home are listening, including Chidebere, who happens to be the Biafra Land Coordinator. I want to know why CHK is not getting to Ever Valley. It was tested from across Enugu today. There was confirmation of signal coming through. I need confirmation from Enugu that Radio Biafra is being listened to live via CHK 97.6. Very, very important to confirm this evening.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, Ever Valley.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And also, you talked about a line. Thank you. You talked about a line. If you want to send us a message, also come via this same line. Come through this same line that you have called us on now, and we will be able to take your call. Thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and humanity is listening. On an evening, we are bringing you the news that we are live in Enugu on CHK at 7.6. And also telling you this evening that in the IG Biafra Natwasi, people that lied in the name of Biafra, claiming they went to Abuja and said, oh, we are all Nigerians, we obey the law of Nigeria, any Nigerian can join us. They come behind your back, they say they are Biafrans. Nigerians have discovered that they are not part of them, not part of Biafra. They have delisted them. If you go to court, you'll be arrested because you're a fraud. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. There are two callers on Skype. Stay where you are. I'll come to you one after the other. The caller on Radio Biafra, can you hear me?
Hello, sir. Ikechukwu, Ike, Wadike.
And where are you calling from?
I see Malaysia now.
Thank you very much. I would very much appreciate if you can speak to us in English. Even broken English is welcome here because the world is listening. And I want them to keep following what we're doing. Please go ahead.
All right. Good morning, sir. This is 5 a.m. morning. Here in Malaysia, I am calling from Malaysia, Engineer Ike Nwadike.
Thank you very much. And we are in London.
Yeah, so I want to use this opportunity to thank you. This is my first time of getting you online. I've been trying to get you. It's been long and it's been very difficult for me.
Millions are listening all over the world. That is why. Please go
yes.
ahead.
Yes. Please, I was in Sarawak. And then I moved over to Kuala Lumpur. So it's been very difficult for me to, you know, reach out to our people in terms of contribution and if there are areas we have to meet for meeting. You understand, sir?
Yes.
So I really don't know if there is any contact or any means of contacting our people.
Yes, there is. Obilo Anthony is our very credible national coordinator, and also Oninyechi Nebedim is our Asia rep also in Malaysia. The family is there in Malaysia, very, very strong, and I want you to go and be a part of them. I am trying to see if I can get you the telephone number for either Oninyechi Nebedim or that of Obilo Anthony, who happens to be our very able and credible national coordinator in Malaysia. Once I am able to do that, I will come to you definitely, but I ask you to remain where you are, stay where you are, because we are doing our best here to ensure that we get you this very number this evening. Very, very critical.
This
is Radio Biafra. Stay where you are. Do not disengage. Do not disengage, please. Very, very important. Right. Do not disengage. Let us see if we can get Obilo Anthony Chibuzo. Let us see. Yes, I have his number here. His number is +601 267 107 101 92. I repeat, +601 267 101 92. Call that number immediately. That is our national in Malaysia, Obilo Anthony. He's a very good man. He will be able to give you audience and tell you how you can participate in the activities of the Biafra family in Malaysia. Please try and join them.
I will do just that, sir. Please, sorry, sir. There is only one thing I want to please point out at the issue of the information concerning how Jonathan, President Jonathan, that man, that fool, that shameless man who is powerless. He made a statement, but we want to make a little, a kind of a correction, you know, from what he said and the way it's been interpreted, sir. From my own understanding, I think he's trying to say that what people call corruption should be defined or seen as more than corruption. It should be called stealing.
Because he's been listening to Radio Biafra. There is something called context. If you know that English language doesn't work for you, can use broken. Anytime, because you're the president of a country, especially that of monkeys and baboons and chimpanzees, when you want to say something, you have to be as crisp as possible and distinguish. Don't leave any room for ambiguity. I've asked Jonathan before, do you actually have advisors at all? He surrounds himself with Yoruba, so what do you expect? Jonathan should have come out very, very clearly to say, I am talking against corruption. People should stop coloring it than to speak about it, to leave ambiguity. That is the problem, lack of clarity, because they don't understand
English
language.
I am so happy, sir. I will be dropping my call. May God bless you, bless my people, wherever they are, those at home in Malaysia, outside Malaysia. Please, wherever you're found on this planet Earth, I'm praying, may God bless you, keep you blessed. As you go to bed, always wake in good health. May God always take you out, return you safely. And then finally, I beg all of us, wherever you are, please help. Help in fighting this battle, please. Do not leave it for this man alone. He's only a leader. We have to support him. I will do my best. Whatever I can do, I will try. But wherever you are, please, we are begging. Whatever you have, nothing is too small. Do not hide yourself. Come out.
Thank you very
wherever
much.
Wherever you are, try to contribute. Do as little as you can to contribute in the effort of restoring this nation. But as you do this, God will bless you.
He said,
bless you extremely.
He said,
in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much. I have somebody waiting on Skype, but I'll go to the one on the phone. I don't know if they're still there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? As I can confirm that we have radio. Thank you very much. Confirm your name and where you are, please.
My name is Prince Shigeze Madoka. I'm calling from China.
Thank you very much. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yeah, for me, I have made a decision before now that I will follow you to the end once Biafra is concerned. But I want you to promise me a thing. He said that we will march this year, let it be this year. Because if I believe you that your word is A and the Amen, it shouldn't be nothing more, nothing else. This is, I'm begging of you.
Yes.
Can you speak, Director?
Yes, go ahead. I'm listening very attentively. I seldom disrupt or interrupt. Please go ahead.
Moreover, I want to shift or contribute to the other side of the our President Jonathan. The issue of corruption and thief. I don't think that President Jonathan is mistaken or he is wrong. Because corruption is not a language that we understand. We the Africans or the people in this zoo, we simply understand what is thief. Corruption is a white man language. And if we realize that our leaders are stealing or thieving, then our moms or pops will know exactly what is meant for. So on that, I would say that President Goodluck Jonathan is not wrong. Then on the side of the army is made up of Hausas, and Hausas are Boko Haram. So automatically, on my own view, President Goodluck Jonathan did not trust the armies. And that is why he is pushing his money, or he decided to invite the machineries from the South Africa. Because once he paid them, asked them to do a job, they can be able to do the job. Believe me, you, or you leave it, the army in Nigeria today are not taking any command from Jonathan. Rather, they will take command from the Buhariya, from Obasanjo and co., rather than taking a command from Jonathan. This is one thing I have learned. Another thing that I will chip in is that I'm calling the Niger Deltans. Now is earlier. It is better now that they embrace the Igbos or the Biafrans. Because the science of what is happening today in the zoo is a sign of restoration of Biafra. Because this science is what will bring the total restoration of Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. And what will be the fate of the Deltans when Biafra is restored? Will they want ourselves or the Yorubas? This is a question they have to ask themselves for now. And another thing I want to chip in, good Lord Jonathan have to realize that he's an evil man. Or a Biafran, whether he likes it or not. He can never change it. We are the only one backing him now. Besides, he is bribing the Ohaneses, the youth, the Igbos, the original Biafrans will always be there for Jonathan. This is one thing he must know. On the side of Buhariya contesting for president for the fourth time now, Buhariya is not contesting for president to change the zoo. Buhariya is coming for revenge. The things he couldn't do when he was in army, when he ruled 2 or 3 years briefly. That is what is coming in to finish. He is not coming to govern the zoo. He's not coming to change. He's coming for revenge. To jail people. To detect for them. Not the monotonous. Then woe betide Osabanjo and a Christian that is a running mate to uncircumcised Bulgaria. Oh, the very day I heard that Osabanjo is a running mate to Bulgaria, I shed a tears. Because even if I am a poor man and I am called upon to be a running mate to Bulgaria, it is better I remain a poor man to be a running mate to Bulgaria. And Hausa man, Hausa Funani, a people who has no interest of you, they only care for themselves, whether you like it or not, that is it. And even the Yorubas, they take them as nothing. The Hausa Muslims, called Yoruba Muslims, the fake, the unbeliefs. That is what the Hausa Muslim called the Yoruba Muslims. Yet, they will still continue to lick Hausa's wound, rather to be on their own, because of their acamelias. Because they have no stand. They are just like the zombies. Hausa has controlled them. Obasanjo is not happy. Because of good Lord Jonathan did not or could not dance on his sound of music. Did not open that room or allow him to control it. That is why he is mad. And I thank God for good Lord Jonathan. If only what he did is to stand in to Obasanjo to say no to his plan or to his strategy, so how he wanted him to govern the zoo, I think he did best. Then, another thing that will happen soon in Zoom, in Monsona, if the election finally take place, is Alder Jonathan declare Biafra or Bulgaria is handed to the president, then the Niger Delta we see hell. As I said earlier, Bulgaria is coming for revenge. He's not coming to government to be zoo. No. It is not in his blood. He doesn't have that mandate. It is not. He is not born in that way. What is in blood is revenge. He's a dictator. A slavery. He wants to take order to be a slave to him. This is all I know. I'm not speaking as educated because I am not. But I'm speaking because I am inspired. I have the inspiration of it. Whatever I'm telling you here today is what I've seen in my dream or in visions. And all these things must surely take place. But I thank God you have come. And you are coming to God be the glory. Because if you didn't, some of us who have decided to die or to remain in Nigeria, we are many. But since you have emerged, we're going to follow you so that our country, our beloved home, our Jerusalem, our Canaan land, our promised land, our darling country will be restored. Push is Biafra. And I'm proud to say that I'm a Biafran. I never one day waver. I never one day cover my hands with shame whenever that name Biafra is mentioned. Whenever that name Biafra is mentioned, I feel alive. I feel newborn. I feel restoration. I feel alive in me. And I will give whatever it takes, even if it gives my life, to make sure that country, Biafra, is restored.
Thank you. He said, thank you very much, my dear brother. A caller from Madoka from China, thank you very much for that. I have people waiting on Skype and I'll go to them. Our overall national coordinator in Ireland is on the line as well on Skype. Isaiah Oba is with us, who has been with us from day one. Never wavered.
never shook till this very day. He is one of us. Isaiah, but you stay where you are. I'm going to the other Skype line to see who is there. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Not Isaiah, but can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Confirm your name for the listening public, please, and where you're calling us from.
Yeah, my name is Chukwu Emekadike. I'm calling from Dublin, Ireland.
From Dublin, Ireland. Please go ahead.
Like you said, our national coordinator is online also.
He is, yes.
So greetings to you, Isaiah. I want to use this opportunity and medium to make some announcement. Can I go ahead, sir?
You may go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you. I'm using this opportunity to announce our meeting tomorrow, Biafrans in Dublin. Tomorrow being 15th of February 2015, which starts by 3:30 till 5:30. It's about 2 hours deliberation, which will be taking place somewhere in Manorfield, Green, Cluny, in Dublin 15. A lot of people, I think every member knows the way we're talking about here. And the meeting, for more information, in case you don't know your way or you miss your way, there are numbers to contact. You will call 089-483-1422. I repeat, 089-483-1422. Or you can also reach this number, 087-212-9150. I repeat, 087-212-9150. Thank you very much, Director, and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. I'm Ejikwebe, and I bless you too, and thank you for your patience. I'm now going to Isaiah Yoba, who is our national, who happens to be on Skype to us this very evening. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Isaiah Yoba, go ahead.
Yes, Director, good evening.
Good evening.
I don't know if you hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. First of all, I want to bring you greetings from the IPOB family, Ireland, and at the same token, we just want to thank God and Chukwu Abiyama for safety journey, you know, bringing you all the way from the zoo down to Europe. And I said, may Chukwu Abiyama be praised. Director, please, I just want to quickly, you know, just to make an announcement and then, you know, leave other people to contribute as they are doing. The announcement is going to be that I just want to use this opportunity to remind IPOB Dublin chapter that we're going to have our meeting tomorrow in Blanchardstown, Dublin 15, at Manfield Green, Cluny in Dublin 15. 19 Manfield Green, Cluny, Dublin 15. Just for anyone that is coming, I'm just going to make this this number available for them. The number is 089-483-1422. I repeat, 089-483-1422. Then the second number will be 087-212-9150. I repeat, 087-212-9150. For anyone that is coming from Dublin area, Dublin chapter, please endeavor to contact this number. And this meeting is very, very important. And it's going to last only but 2 hours, starting from 3:30 p.m. till 6 o'clock. So anyone that is coming after 6 o'clock, you will not see any of us there. We might be finished by that time. So I appeal to every member or every family member in this Dublin to make sure, please, that you come on time. It's only 2 hours for people that are going for some other meeting they may have, you know, after that. So please make sure that you are there at least 4 o'clock. The meeting have commenced and we're gonna run the meeting only but 2 hours. And at the same time, I'm gonna use this opportunity as well to announce our upcoming national meeting overall in Ireland. That will take place in Cork. Cork have been informing me with our zonal coordinator there by Peter Wizier, everything has been put in place, and they have showed us they are ready to take up the meeting. And we are appealing to everyone that are living in Ireland that have Biafra's heart, every genuine hardcore Biafra, to come and join us at this meeting. Will be in Cork, and the time will be from 4 o'clock p.m. That will finish probably about 3 hours meeting. So we won't, waste time. So we appeal to every individual who hardcore Biafra in Ireland here to make himself available to come to that national meeting. There we will discuss a lot of issues, and if you have questions to ask, we'll be glad to answer you that question. Please, we are appealing to everyone that lives in Ireland to come to that meeting. It's very, very important. That will be our first meeting for 2015, the very first opening meeting. Director, as well, I just want to make a brief announcement again, and that will be regarding in a position of PRO in Ireland, in as much as maybe you know. Our former PRO have decamped, and I decided to choose a man of my own choice, which I believe as well that will do this job. And I have, interviewed him, talked with him, and he's ready to take the oath of office, which is very, very important. His name is Charles Mba. He's a very, very committed member of this family. And he's been doing well. He has contributed to his defense fund fully, not halfway. He has made a full payment to show that to prove that he's a real hardcore member of this family. Not now. He has done it long time ago, and I'm very, very glad that he's so committed, as much as I know him in person, in this struggle. And I pray that Mechukwam Biama use him, give him knowledge and the strength to overcome, some obstacles that are taking some, lily livered, so-called, Biafrans. Some of them actually that call themselves Biafrans that actually indeed inside them, deep down inside them, they are not. I just want to, welcome him, so that he will come up on air and take the full position and of this office, and so that he can help me as well to run this IPOB family in Ireland so successful as we are, preparing to move to this stage of restoration of Biafra. And at the same time, Director, I want to thank you for the family of the IPOB, as you have have done so much for us. The things that you have accomplished in this platform, I don't think in my whole year of adult age I have never experienced it anywhere. And I said, may Chukwa Biama continue to bless you, strengthen you, bless your father, your mother, your wife and your son, and bless IPOB worldwide. At the same time, I just want to as well send the condolences to our late father, father, brother, and Professor Innocent Denibu. And we said Mechukwu Abiama continue to encourage and strengthen the family, more especially the wife, at this difficult time. And Director, I think that's the little I have for now, and I said Mechukwu Abiama continue to use you as you have made yourself available in this struggle. Thank you, and may God bless you.
Thank you very much. And Mechukwu Abiama bless you also. You are doing a very wonderful job through everything. Ireland has remained very, very strong, exceptionally strong. There are confirmed reports that Radio Biafra CHK 97.6 is being received in Okuzu. They said it's not very clear in Okuzu. So if Enugu relay station can be signaling all the way to Okuzu, Why not Iver Valley? I want to know what is going on at Iver Valley. All people in Okozo. Okozo said they can receive Radio Biafra on CHK 97.6. Why is it that Iver Valley in Enugu cannot receive it? I want to know why, and I want it rectified. Okozo is very, very far. Therefore, if our relay station at Enugu is signaling all the way to Okozo, that means that places like Oka should be getting it, because it's along the same road. You have to get past Oka before you get to Okozo. So I need to know what is happening. I need to know, even in Sude, she should be receiving Radio Biafra as well, because the relay station at Enugu is the one signaling all the way to Okozo. I want to know what is going on. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is going ahead. We cannot relent. We cannot retreat. We cannot surrender. We don't lie. We speak the truth. In the trash, I couldn't hear me. We don't lie here. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Confirm your name and where you are. The one on the side, please go ahead. Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Is that me, Director?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Good evening, sir. My name is Ezi Wundele. I'm from Idato in Imo State, Biafra land, and I'm coming from Nottingham.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Welcome, Director.
Thank you.
My little contribution this evening, Director, is regarding these few days we had a problem with transmission back in the zoo. It was very, very frustrating. I mean, for you, as everybody was aware, and even for your listeners, we are very, very frustrated about. I mean, the fact that. Despite all effort and everything, it wasn't able to be fixed within that particular short period of time. But just like everything, about you, Director, there's only one way. It's only moving forward. And whatever they try to frustrate us, it's not going to work. But Director, there's something I wanted to suggest. You see, those periods that any time, or maybe this happen in the future, maybe there's difficulty in regards to them, we're trying to, broadcast for the day. Please, Director, we there are a lot of avenue whereby information can be dissected, because people hearing your voice is crucial. It's absolutely, it's everything. Even record a message for 20 minutes message, record it and post it on Facebook, and everybody will share it. Isn't it in that just what that particular period of time will do a lot of good? I think if we do something like that, if you try on the day it wasn't there, but just record a message on that day. You don't have to receive call. Record a message, post a message to Facebook or any other means. People will receive it and play that music, and then by the time you know it, nobody will miss out. It will be all over everyone will be able to have access to that. Remember when there was a time I called you one afternoon, I told you one of my friends was going to call you from Port Harcourt. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, I do.
my last call to you, to Radio Biafra, I just said deliberately, I didn't mention it because, I rang the gentleman and he said he spoke to you and he was quite impressed, but he was still, just like usually the man. He wasn't really sure.
Yes,
he rang me. For the past 3 days, he's been ringing me, trying to find out where is Radio Biafra. Because I sent him some old broadcasts, and he listened to those broadcasts. And this guy hasn't, since then, he wouldn't leave me alone. Every minute of the day, he's calling me to find out whether Radio Biafra is on. So I just want to tell you that, he'll call you when he lets you go back to Nigeria, and whether you want to see him or you want to speak to him there, regarding any other thing, it's a choice I will leave for you to do. But, just to let you know that, it's one of us now, and, as time goes on, I'm sure he will bring a lot of people as well. Yes. So thank you very much for your effort. Thank you for everything you and the HMFO and all the team. You're working as a team. And if there is any, I listen to BBC and the Sky News here most of the time when they talk about what is happening in the northern northern Nigeria called the Zoo. You know, they make every analysis and they, you know, the discussion, go into any deeper, they would dissect the whole information. But there's something that may never mention, whether this is deliberately or just, I don't know, but they never mention the danger of what is happening in the north, towards the south. When the ISIS were in Syria, when they were on the march in Syria and Iraq, the very first thing you hear they were talking about here is the danger that the Yazidis and the Kurds face in the Iraq, and what the danger that the Kurds face in the north of Iraq, and even Baghdad. They were talking about future, how the activities of the ISIS is posing danger to the whole country. But never ever, since this thing started, have I ever had any Sky or BBC correspondent or any discussion these people talk about Biafran people. Or talk about our people, the danger of what is happening in Nigeria, the consequences of that thing. They deliberately ignore it because they know that it's a time bomb. They know that what is going to happen in that particular place. The whole world will know actually what happened in that country. But it's only time we tell. The truth is open and nobody can hide from the truth. Let me leave it here so that other people make contribution. But thank you very much, and welcome back again to London. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, and the work you have continued to do for your country. Thank you very, very much. I spoke to the gentleman. We received them, and of course, more of them are at liberty to come and join us. We are not discriminating. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, hello, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Please confirm your name for the listening public and where you're calling us from.
Yeah, my name is Ife Sochukwu Okeluo. I'm calling from Oslo, Norway.
Oslo in Norway. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Evo Director, you are welcome. You are welcome, Evo Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Director, I have something to contribute about the people who call themselves Niger Delta. You know, now I notice why you say that we black believe in the white man.
Of course.
We see them as they are our God. You remember the time of South Sudan and Sudan?
Yes.
You know there is a little village there called Abe. You know that the Abe people, instead of them to join South Sudan at some point, they are waiting for UN white people to take for them. So yes. Likewise, so-called Niger Delta now. You know? Asre, Dokuba, and so all their people, they know that Biafra is where they belong. We don't deny them a job. You are a job under Biafra. So instead of them to come now and join, they are waiting for white man to tell them you people belong here. You know. So I see it is like they are daft. They should have do what is better. What is better for what is good. Instead of them to waiting for white people to tell them, you people belongs to here. Then, second, Ebo, this what I want to say now is like funny. You know, we don't believe in fetish something. But during the time they colonized Buhari, I wonder why they did not put something on his collar for Buhari to die. Or they did not put something for the cap they will put on Buhari's head. But if it's a young boy that returns, they will try to kill the young boy.
It's true.
So I wonder why Buhari killed millions of Biafra, and the crime Buhari, they don't put things on collar Buhari will eat. They don't put things on cap they will crime Buhari. They leave Buhari to go. But if it's a young boy now, they will try to kill him. So I wonder why all these so uneasy. They are just taking widows or someone's wife in broad daylight. They are not. They are there. They are doing nothing. They are all evil. They are all evil. I don't know what they are doing.
What they are doing is the work that Satan asked them to do. Because it is either you are good or you are evil. There is no need or place for neutrality when it comes to the things of the spirit. Ohanaeze has come to destroy, but we have come to build.
Amen, amen. So, my director, I want to use this opportunity to ask the people, the Biafran that live in Norway. I don't know what is happening to them. They are secret listeners. We Norway here, we know all our people. I don't know why they are not coming to meeting. The director, I'll put it in this way, that Biafra that live in Norway, if only few of us that coming, others are very wicked.
Because it is few of you that we are chosen out of the whole world to spread Christendom. Initially, there were 12 disciples and I think later on 72 apostles in the whole world. And look at where Christendom is today. So don't worry. It can only just be one of you. It doesn't matter.
Director Chukwuebemma will be with you.
And you
too. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We have callers everywhere. We also have one on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Please confirm your name and where you're calling us from.
Hello.
Yes, please. I can hear you. Can you turn your system down? This is Radio Biafra. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
From Igwacha, how are you listening? Are you listening to Radio Biafra via satellite or are you listening using your radio?
Yes, I'm calling from... Hello?
You are the person, please turn your system down. If you don't turn your system down, you cannot hear me. I cannot hear you. Can you hear me? Can you
please?
Yes,
hello?
I can hear you very well.
I can hear you.
Speak to me over the phone, not through your system. I can hear you very well.
Yes, I'm calling from River State, LMA.
Thank you very much.
India,
thank you. Go ahead, please. I'm listening. Yes. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes. Director, in fact, I don't know how I would say it. But I say that Chukwuebemma will bless you with the kind of job you are doing for the Biafrans all over the world.
And you too, he said.
Well, I want to use this media now to tell all our Biafrans, all the whole world, that the problem we're having in Biafran land today, I think people are beginning, is the year of us. I know that the Hausas also contributed it. Can you imagine that in the zoo here, because of the Yorubas don't want the Igbo people to return back to their farmland, they seed Port Harcourt seaport. We have about two seaports here, one in Ene and one is my one, including. Now, those seaports, none of them is working. It's only the cargo that they do transmit from Kingston Island, Lagos, and Papa. So Obasanjo and Co. He said they saw the port to Atiku. In fact, they are using the deal as their own private business. So they know that if the Port Harcourt work start working, the Igbos will return back from Lagos and they start developing their own land, and the tax will be cheap in Port Harcourt. The point is, the one for the big is the River State. The people that call themselves to say that they are not from Igbos don't know what is happening to them, that the yellow class are using their...
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm listening to you. You stopped. You are the one that stopped. Continue.
So now, please, the problem we're having in the German land is the Yorubas. They make it difficult. And they now use a church spread everywhere in the university here, telling our people to come to church. That's where they will solve their problem. Can you imagine?
So we know it's a lie.
And there are people that are creating the system.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us from right across this very planet, and we are taking their calls because when Radio Biafra is live, I tell you, everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Some of you don't believe me. Some of you do. A lot of people listen to Radio Biafra. A lot. When I tell you that Jonathan listens to Radio Biafra, some of you don't believe me. But even Jonathan is now coming out and saying, let's call a spade a spade. If it's corruption, it is stealing. Where did he hear that from? Radio Biafra, as Barrister reminded us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
How can somebody call us? We pick their call and they drop. It's either you're a coward or you're fathered by Awosa Fulani. It could be one of the two. How can you be afraid of Biafra? Biafra existed before Britain did. There was Biafra before the British people came out of their caves to start hunting. Biafra existed for over 5,000 years, verifiable. Why then must you be afraid? We are also on Skype on Radio Biafra, all one word on Radio Biafra. We are on Skype and our lines are also very open. There were some news headlines I wanted to bring to you. I don't know if I'm to do that now or sometime tomorrow. It is quite troubling. It is very, very troubling. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? If you can, proceed by giving us your name and where you're calling us from.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm calling from Enugu.
And what is your name?
My name is Eko Yonzodebo.
Can you please confirm to us that you're listening to Radio Biafra via FM CHK 97.6?
Yes, Director, I'm listening to FM now.
Which part of Enugu are you in?
I'm in Abakwa.
Abakwa, why is it that people in Ifa Valley are telling me they cannot receive Radio Biafra, whereas those in Okozo can? I don't understand it. Please go ahead, the world is listening. Go ahead.
Director, I have called these people now. Let them listen to Radio Biafra, Biafra FM now.
That's very good. Go out and spread the story. Tell them that Radio Biafra is on FM. Everybody in Enugu should invest a very little amount of money, 1,500 naira, to go and buy a small radio with battery in it, FM. That Radio Biafra yes. has hit our capital and we are there broadcasting. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm telling them to listen to Radio Biafra. She's using a streaming satellite. Now it's FM. So I'm telling them to listen to Radio Biafra. That is good news.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. And continue to do that very work. Continue to do that work. Do you have anything else to say before we go and take another call?
Yes, Director, what I want to say is that God will bless you.
And you too.
God will bless you. God will bless you.
And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director, yeah. You're talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Confirm your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Akujeza Aniako from Birmingham, West Midlands.
West Midlands here in the UK. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I wish to make an announcement, please, if you permit me.
Of course you may. Go ahead.
Yeah. I wish to make an announcement as directed by our coordinator, Harry Ogumba. It is for all Biafrans living in Wolverhampton, Birmingham, West Midlands area. Our upcoming meeting will be on Sunday, that is tomorrow, 15th February, by 4 o'clock, European time, not African time, European time, 4 o'clock
yes.
in the evening. Venue is Wheeling Hall Road, Wolverhampton. For direction, you may call 074-452-39707. I repeat, 074-452-39707. Or you may hook to Facebook, Biafrans in West Midlands. I encourage everybody, that's what I mean everybody, I mean Biafrans, living around Birmingham and West Midlands, Coventry, Stoke City, Telford, Wolverhampton, Dudley, Wellingham, and Warsaw. Please, come along. And let's share our views together to make our dreams come true in restoring Biafra, our great nation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. Amechukwu Mama, also bless you. I have somebody on Skype as well. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Your voice is very low. Can you hear me? They have gone. They have gone. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us from right across the face of the planet. And we welcome their calls. We welcome their calls. I believe in free speech. Anything you have to say, you are at liberty to say it. you are at liberty to say it, because this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We are also transmitting from Enugu this evening. Those in Okoso can get it. Eva Valley said they cannot get it, but the rest of Enugu are getting it. Thank you very much. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller one more time on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello, sir. Oyendu, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Nnamdi Oka. I'm calling from Stockholm, Sweden.
Stockholm, Sweden. Go ahead.
Yeah, I come from Sube in Omambra in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Oyendu, Mama Derichukwu Abiame, for guiding you and protecting you and bringing you back safely to England.
He said.
And may he continue to give you strength to strength, sir.
Yes, sir.
First of all, sir, I want to comment, before the announcement of our meeting tomorrow, I want to comment on something about the news you read.
Yes.
Especially concerning the certificate of Buhari.
Yes.
Sir, I want to comment because I can say that 80% of Hausa men that are in military, no one has a certificate. Why I say so is because I was in the north, and I know how the Dantata family persuaded me to join the military, to answer their surname for me to join the military. They don't need my certificate. They promised me that in 5 years they will make me a major. They are not demanding any certificate.
My goodness. If you go in, they just make it.
They told me in 5 years. This one is a promise, and immediately you join a military as a son, they buy you a car. For them, it's an honor to have any of their son to join the military. It's in car is not shipping by cheaper. They imported it with flight. It's not any kind of funder you need, they will brought it by flight for you for joining the military. And no one that I NDU's area that have even have ordinary elementary school. No one. So demanding a certificate from Buhari, which you know that none of the northerners have, is like, I don't know. It's not possible.
That is correct. So absolutely correct, yes. So what you're saying goes to show that you don't need certificate as Onyawosa to go in and become anything in general if you want to be.
No, you don't need certificate. They asked me to join, but only on one question that I have to answer their name.
My goodness. And that is happening. That is why Celeste Mbaba Yalo, that's what happened to him, isn't it? He's an Igbo boy. Is that correct?
Yeah. And a lot of our people I know joined the military and they are answering our surname. Most of us that brought up from in the north, majority of them joined the military. And they are answering our surname as of today. And they are in very big position in the army, answering our surname. But they are only Biafran and Igbo people. I'm very sure of that. It's not what
it is. That is amazing. Thank you very much for that insight. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra, and people are listening right across the face of this planet. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? You have to turn down your system before we can take your call. Can you hear me? The caller with the number ending 4392. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Good evening once again.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm Ichidi once again from Eva Valley.
Thank you. Are you receiving Radio Biafra now on FM in Eva Valley? I want to know.
No, it is coming and going. It is very, very faint. It is very, very faint. I've been trying. But all that, I call my brother at Okunano. He's getting it. I think Abapa side is getting it also.
Okay.
That's cool. They are getting it. But Eva Valley, we are having problems.
Don't worry, we will resolve it. We know what it is. We'll find you later.
Maybe I suspect the hills or something like that.
Possibly. It could be that you have a hill that is blocking your line of direction or your line of sight. It could be from where we mounted the equipment, but it doesn't matter. We will have it resolved. Okay. All we need to do is to boost up the power in it, and then it will come to you. Don't worry about that.
Okay, please, because I want my community to be getting it. I want everybody here to get it. Because I used to use the satellite this year.
They will get it. No doubt about that. They will get it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. People are listening. Enugu is buzzing. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Ada Biafra. I'm calling from Nottingham, England.
From Nottingham, England. Ada Biafra. We welcome you to the program. Are you part of the family in Nottingham?
Yes, partially I am.
If you are at Biafra, you have to be at the center of the meeting in Nottingham.
So, yeah, I was initially, but something made me put a pause on it. So it's unfortunate, but I have to.
What happened to you? Why did you stop attending your own family meeting? What could make you stop pursuing Biafra if you had Biafra? What is stopping you from pursuing Biafra? Because nothing should stop you. If you are a genuine Biafran, which I believe you are, nothing should stop you from pursuing Biafra.
Well, sometimes when you are hunting with your brother and all of a sudden they turn around and start hunting your leg and forgetting the animal you guys are in the bush to pursue, then obviously you need to put a pause and think about where you're going and where you're coming from. That's why we are human. So
that is true, but you shouldn't have stopped. But all the same, continue. What would you like to say? Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to say well done to the man, you know, the man that is steering the whole wheel of Biafra, and to appreciate him and to tell him that he's really doing a great job. And also, I wish to really say something about this ongoing, you know, Biafra issue, especially people down in Nottingham, because women, I believe that women, we have a lot of powers that we do not really know and we take it for granted. I am reaching out to every woman that is down there in Nottingham to, you know, come out, forget about it's a man's business and blah, blah, all them crap. It's time for us to use our, you know, everything that we have, because I believe that behind every man there must be a woman that is getting his back, and there is some places where men cannot penetrate that we women, by men standing there, will be listening to, you know. So it's an outreach. I'm just pleading to every Biafran women down in the East Midlands to come out and you know, look for their brothers and their families, and may Chukwu Abiyama continue to bless them, because we really need this.
We do. You have spoken very well, and you need to return to the meeting as quickly as possible. And you also need to make sure that you call more regularly to inspire the women around East Midlands to be able to come out to participate in this very effort. I salute your courage. I salute the fact that you have come out and spoken on air. You should do that more often. But go back to the family. That is why we are a family. But only those that betray us. Once you betray, you can no longer belong. There is no forgiveness. But if it is minor tittle-tattle, minor spat within a family, that is tolerable. We can understand that. We can come together and move ahead. And I ask you to go back to the meeting and become part of this very family once again. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
And God bless you too. Ise, this is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. I have, please, not you, the caller with the number ending 129? We are plus one. Is from the caller from plus one. Stay where you are. The one from the UK, please continue. After that, I go to you. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Good evening. Welcome. My goodness, this line is very hot. It's very difficult to get hold of this line.
It is too hot. This is Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is hot. Of course it is. It has to be.
Yes, I'd like to say, my name is Daniel Chijoke Odirika. I'm from Uhuala, Okabia, in Imo. But I reside in Sussex, in England.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
I would like to say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all Biafrans, all good Biafrans, wherever they may be, as applicable. Just a few things I want to discuss this evening, based on the question you already posed earlier about why our people are behaving the way they do, why are black Africans so wicked. It's a very, very deep That's a very strong question, but the answer is likewise very, very complex. I know, Director, you might disagree to an extent that the Caucasian race, the Europeans, have been the ones causing all our problems. But I hold that truth to be very, very, very true. Even with recent events that are happening in that zoo called Nigeria, you have a situation where a presidential candidate cannot produce their documents, and the whole question surrounding his documents is just being, you know, muddled, and no clear answers is coming through. He recently, Buhari just had an interview on Al Jazeera, and as much as I struggle to even watch the interview, the journalist that was interviewing him never for once posed the question regarding his certificate. The Europeans who know, I mean, this question has been, you know, buzzing on Radio Biafra, to say the least. And which, according to the rules, he shouldn't be a candidate. He should have been disqualified. But nobody wants to talk about it. And the Europeans are supporting him. They are interviewing him. They are welcoming him. And they understand, you know, that, you know, he is their man. You know, they support very wicked people. And as long as they have the European, certain European backings, they will continue doing all the wickedness. Because by the time Buhari gets back into power, what he will do is to give oil well allocation and any relevant mineral resources to the same Europeans, you know, and thereby putting us back into slavery. So this is, it's a very, very complex question that you pose. But the answer, likewise, like I said, is also very, very complex. The Europeans are behind most of the problems that we are having in Africa. Every day on this TV, when you watch the television here in the UK, after every 15 minutes, you see all these advertisements about, you know, hungry children and dying of poverty. But one thing they refuse to talk about is their policy, their foreign policy on this continent, so-called Africa, because their policy is very, very evil. And they will tell you within that same policy, it's more or less telling you that, listen, follow what we are telling you to do, or else, you know, we will declare war. And they are ready to go to war with you if you tamper with their policy, because this is their own interest. It's unfortunate that every meaningful leader that has come out of that continent we call Africa, that really want to do something for their people, have either been killed or destroyed by European backing. We had an incident not long ago when, what was her name? Margaret Thatcher's son planned a coup, and was planning a coup, was supplying ammunition, and when he was eventually caught, what happened? They said, let him go. You know, that was because he was caught. And, you know, these are people, these lords now, because they all give them lords nowadays, and these are the same people like Lord Lugard, And the rest of them. This is what they do. They go out in the name of the empire and to bring things in for the empire. And irrespective of how they do it, it is irrelevant. As long as they have their media warfare that is perpetrating something completely different from the reality on ground. You know, these people control the media. So whatever they say, a majority of the population of the earth are all sheep, so they just follow what they say. But what they do on ground is completely different. So, you know, yes, our people, some of our people are very wicked. And those of them who do not understand what is going on are, you know, flabbergasted as to why are these things happening. But if we face the fact, you know, the fact remains, you know, I mean, you take the case of a man. I'll give you this instance, because those people whom we claim today to be Jews, these people are not actually Jews, and they are quite frankly behind most of the mess that is going on in the world today.
If the black people you claim are Jews, where were they as Jerusalem was being raped and ravaged by rampant jihadist Islam?
Okay.
Where were the black people to go and fight and defend Israel and Jerusalem?
Okay, that's a very good question. But you see, when you have been subjected to slavery for a protracted period of time, centuries.
No, I decided. Okay? Hold on. I need a point of correction, please. When you have allowed yourself, change it, please. When you have allowed yourself to be made a slave, because as I am right now, if you take me into, we are in the zoo called Nigeria, is that correct?
Right.
There are some people who claim they are Biafrans or Igbo people that like the status quo. They want to serve Hausa Fulani, is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
And there are those of us, you and myself, we have chosen not to serve Nigeria, is that correct also?
True.
It is a choice we have made. If you and I fail to do something, and then our children will inherit this slavery mentality, as some Igbo people are behaving, the same way some idiots are behaving today, then you are allowing it to continue. But you chose to rise up to fight against it. People became slaves because they wanted to be enslaved. If you don't want to be a slave, you don't have to be a slave. I don't know if I'm making any sense here.
No, you are making sense, but you see, it's much complex than how you make it sound simple, but it's not that simple. This is very complex.
There was a
brother that called here some time ago, and he said to you that you should go and read the book on How to Make a Slave by Willie Lynch. Okay,
I've read it.
Okay, and also when you read that book. And if you compare that to what happened in history, one of the first things that was done to a particular group of people, I mean, we can debate on how this slavery itself happened and how it was started. But one of the first things that was happening was the identity of these people were being taken away. You see, we call ourselves Africans. There's no such thing as Africa. Africa was named after Leo Scipio's Africanus, a Roman general who defeated Hannibal in the Punic Wars between 247 and 187 BC. And when he conquered Hannibal, they named the whole continent after him. Leo Scipio's Africanus, you can look this up. Now, the reason why I mentioned this is this. Since this time, since 70 AD all the way down, there is a group of people, because most people will tell you that slaves came from the continent Africa. The first group of slaves that were shipped to the Americas were actually from Portugal, or would I say Iberia? It was usually called Iberia. Spain and Portugal used to be one country, and it used to be called Iberia back in the days. Now, when these people were taken, the first thing that was taken away from them was their identity. They removed, if somebody takes your identity away from you, you are better dead than not even knowing who you are.
I come in once again. If you allow your identity to be taken, I concede the very fact that they were taken from the Iberian Peninsula, because we must understand how slavery started. We sold people first. Understand it very clearly, please. I'm coming. Let me explain this so the world will understand. There is a market in Ozakwa called Ahiagbagu. I don't know if you read Omenoko at all. Omenoko is actually a recount, it's a true life story. Omenoko, Agbagu. Anybody who went to Methodist College Ozakwa, there's a stream called Ipoyi. Ipoyi went through inside Methodist College Ozakwa, one of the premier schools in those days. Along that Ipoyi is the road that leads from Ozakole to Aruchukwu, slave route. Ahiagbagu in Ozakole is known for selling people. That is where people come to sell each other in those days. Without white man, I'm coming. This was happening when there were no white men. I'm coming. Let me explain this to you. Then get to Aruchukwu. Aruchukwu will process them the same way you process food. You know, like a warehouse. I'm coming. Aruchukwu will dispatch them to people at Enugu. You know a place called Abapanike in Enugu right now.
Do you know that very place in Enugu, Apapanike? Used to be another very massive slave market. People will gather their slaves or their people, their relatives, their children and their sons. They send them, people from Aruchuku will buy, or Aruchuku will raid places and pick up slaves. They will sell them, they will gather them together at a place called Apapanike in Enugu. This same Enugu we are broadcasting from today via CHK 97.6. From Enugu, people from Zamfara will come and buy. From Enugu, go and ask anybody. The trade between Igbo people and Hausa is as old as slavery itself. Hausa will come and buy us. Listen very carefully to this, please. Hausa will buy from us, especially those from Zamfara. They will sell us to the caravan, to the Trans-Saharan trade route, to people using camels. They will sell us to the Arabs. Arabs will buy and then sell to the Portuguese. Now, when the Portuguese, when the Pope allowed everybody to go and buy as much as possible, you can buy anything that you want. Now, it is like cocaine or any other illicit market in the world. People, because it was so lucrative and so sweet, the Iberian people, the Portuguese and the Spanish, they didn't want to buy from the Arabs anymore. They asked them, where did these very strong slaves come from? They told them West Africa. And they came direct to the source. They cut out the middleman and they came direct. We started selling to white people direct. When white people could not get enough, they started to raid because when they started to take slaves to the Americas, to the West Indies, and they found out that these people can be domesticated, once you bring them, if you call them shibio, they will answer. Call them horse, they will answer. Call them chicken. Anything you call a black man, he will answer. As long as the white man giving the order. The white man discovered that these people are very, very docile. They are very, very obedient, and they are also hardworking in the field. The white man decided to come direct to Africa to harvest. They were harvesting people. So, it was our submissiveness, our docility, our cowardice, our lack of honor and integrity that led to our people being enslaved. It is not the fault of the white man. If black people were today to have the same powers that whites have in terms of superior technology and weaponry, black people will kill everything on earth. You'll understand how wicked black people are. It seems to me you don't know how wicked a black person is. You don't know until you encounter them. And let me tell you something. This world you see in today, if any other race is to have the same power that the Caucasians have in the West, this world cannot be the same. You will then see what is evil and wickedness. Even in Africa itself, if you look at the whole of black Africa and tell me one country that is doing well, that is none. Because there is something evil and wicked about us as a race. That is the problem that we have. And unless we acknowledge that and stop blaming other people, we can never solve the problem. Now, today, I'm coming. Yoruba people are using their media to tell Mbamini people in Niger Delta, oh, you're not Biafra, you're not Biafra. It is your duty. As an opera in every family, it is your duty as an Igbo man, as a Biafran, to keep going to places like Efi Kibibio and keep telling them, we are one, we are one, we are one. They may have betrayed you in the past, but if you allow them to go away because you're upset, your family will disintegrate. So as Yorubas are fighting to win them over, you're also fighting as well to win them over. You can't say, we are the way we are today because of Hausa came in and they did this to us. They deceived us. No, you also need to keep fighting to keep your family as one. That is what makes you a human being. So, my dear brother, I can never, ever blame white people. I can never do it. The reason being, if you take me to America as a slave, and you are my slave master, I will kill you, and then you will kill me. Life is better that way, in death, than to live as a domesticated donkey in a sugarcane plantation somewhere.
Absolutely. I mean, you and I, you know, we stand on that same foundation, that same principle, that rather than be a slave, you know, I'll be rather, you know, better off dead than being a slave to anybody, quite frankly. And you know, coming to this understanding of Biafra and what we are doing now, you know, matching forward to the restoration of Biafra, you know, this is what would consume our lives. I don't know about most Biafrans, okay, but I know that I would always be in this movement until Biafra is fully restored. And, you know, just one thing I want you to actually ponder about with regards to the Caucasian race, finally. An author, his name is Otto Kostler. He wrote a book called The 13th Tribe. Basically, the summary of that book was that if those the Ashkenazi that claim to be Jews today, he is also one of them. He was a Jew, he was a rabbi, quite frankly. But he went on an extensive research to understand who are his people and where do they come from and how do they, you know, become Jews.
I've read the book.
He said in his conclusion that if these people that claim to be Jews are actually Jews, then there must be a 13th tribe because they are not Jews. And the former president, I think the second president of Egypt, his name is Gamal Abdel Nasser, in 1956, said that how can the Jews, according to their own books and their history that they know, live here as blacks in chains, and now they have returned as white people. You know,
I don't buy that at all, and I will explain to you why. Buy that at all. If you take the hapless, useless Igbo people of today, some of us, we have children in the UK. Are you listening very carefully?
Absolutely.
And your children will go and marry, say, Latinos from Mexico because you cannot tell them what to do here anyway. You know that very well. Your child your son decides to go and marry a Latino, a Mexican woman, and they give birth to a boy that is half black, half Mexican. Heaven knows what will come out of that baby. And is a boy. But because your son understands your way of life and tradition, that same child is circumcised on the 8th day after that child is born. Begin to replicate that mixing for the next 2,000 years. Your family line, your family blood will still be pure when the time comes to go back to Biafra land after 2,000 years? The answer is no, it cannot be the same. And I accept that along the line, there are bound to be contamination. That is how life is. But they have maintained their way of life and their religion, the acceptance of Chukwu Abiama as God's circumcision on the very 8th day after a male child is born. Do you know what it's called in the Bible? It's called covenant. People don't know the meaning of covenant. I'm coming. It is covenant with God. Covenant with God. They have maintained that covenant. There are some families of Igbo people in America. If you see them, you think that they are descended from, I don't know, maybe from Uganda somewhere, as slaves from Uganda. You will not know the Igbo families. That happens. So are you telling... No, imagine, look at yourself and what your family will be like in the next 2,000 years. There cannot be anything of today's sort. As I said before, if your child decides to go and keep marrying people who are light-skinned, if they come, oh, no, they were black in they were black. How come people are coming back now? But the bloodline remained. That's what I'm trying to say.
Where I beg the differ is this, if anybody is claiming to be a Jew as they are today, everything is based on the scriptures, the Torah, okay? And as we know, because I'm a devout believer in the Bible, okay? Because it's the only book that talks about past, present, and the future. According to this book, this Bible, this Torah, the Torah says that towards the end, before the Messiah returns, that there will be a people that will claim to be the people of the Most High, and they will deceive the whole world. That is what the Torah said. People have not read the Bible. I keep,
refer to those people as Muslims, Islam. They're talking about Islam. You know? It is Islam they're talking about. Islam will claim it is. I met an Islamic scholar yesterday on the train. I was coming back from Heathrow. I took the Heathrow Express. This man, for some reason, I sat next to him. He was telling me about Israel and all the rest of it. And do you know what he said to me? He said they believe in Jesus Christ, that Jesus will come back. Islamic man. But do you know what he said? That Jesus will come and lead every Christian to convert them to Islam. Now I'm telling you. Listen, the Bible you're quoting right now, the Torah, don't talk about English Bible, King James Version. The original Bible, the Torah, talked about those that will claim that they are the custodians of God. But they are not. Everybody knows that Ishmael was not blessed. Had his own kind of blessing from Abraham, but not as the blessing of Jacob. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Isaac, is that correct?
He was passed down to Jacob.
Exactly.
Yes.
But you can see the way Muslims today are telling you that they are the children of God. If you don't believe in Alakoba, they will kill you. That's what I say.
But but those Muslims, they are very, very ignorant. Because if you go in the Quran itself, that just like we say, chapter this, verse this. If you go to the Quran, there is a surah called Kal, Okay, just like you have the book of Moses, Isaiah, and this. If you go to the Quran in a book called the Surah called Kal, it tells you there in the Surah there, to the Muslims, whoever is listening, challenge me on this. It tells you in that Surah Kal that the Israelites are the chosen people of the Most High God, and everybody who must worship the Most High must worship through them. It's in the Quran. So, hold on.
That is their Quran. But yet they are saying death to Israel, death to every Jew. That goes to confirm. You see, I don't want us to what you're saying is correct. Because towards the end of days, of course, people who are not children of God will rise up and say they are, which is Islam. That's what they're doing, essentially. They know that.
Absolutely.
This thing is contained in their own book. Telling them that is where people don't like. And the reason why I love the Jews is this. They don't copy things that come their way. If you like, you can kill them. You can kill every Jewish person in Israel till the last child. Once that child is conscious, the child will tell you, I am Jewish. I worship on the Shabbat. They won't go to church on a Sunday. Anything you like, you can do to them. And that was why God chose them in the first place, because they're very, very stubborn. And they know once they believe in something, they believe in it. But you look at our people, what is the Cherubim and Seraphim, Roman Catholic Apostolic Church? This one is Anglican Church. This one is Oladoye. This one is Olukoye. This one is Babatunde's Church. Every nonsense comes in. Every idiot can come in.
Absolutely. You're very correct.
You don't have the attributes of the children of God. Because if you believe in Chukwu Abiyama, if our people are genuine, if they believe in God, in heaven, in truth and honesty, there is no amount of pressure that will make them abandon Chukwu Abiyama and start following rubbish brought by a white man. Never, ever, ever. Because the same white people, look at, you're talking about people who impostors. You have white men who are uncircumcised. Jesus Christ was circumcised on the eighth day after he was born. Then you have you have a pope who is not circumcised, claiming he's preaching the word of God to you. Get you a pope, are you circumcised? The answer is no. But even Abraham was circumcised. God said to Abraham, as righteous as you are as a man, our relationship is not complete until you perform this covenant. What is that covenant? The circumcision of the foreskin. You know what they did in the New Testament? They came, oh no, Jesus said you shouldn't worry. It doesn't matter anymore. But this is a covenant that heaven entered into with man. Covenant, covenant is not law. Covenant is an oath sealed in blood. That is why a little child after 8 days must shed blood once they are circumcised. It's the covenant formed in blood. It's not law you can change overnight. Do
absolutely.
You understand?
Yes.
And then they're telling you a man wearing cassock in Rome who is not circumcised is representing God from heaven. They are mad.
You're absolutely correct. You know, I don't want to take your time on this subject, but just to mention a few things before I conclude. This Christianity that you've just mentioned, these are post-Constantine Christians. They do not understand. I remember one of our sisters that was mentioning some time ago that we need to start keeping the law, the statutes, and the commandments. This is what gives you life. All this worshipping of idols, going to create the statue of Mary and Angel Michael, Angel this and that, and put in your house. These are all idols. It was given at the Council of Nicaea. This was when it was corrupted. The pre-Constantine Christians, they were ready to die, you know, for what they believed in. But today's Christian will tell you, oh, love your neighbor. Oh, if he wants to call you to the Muslim.
My dear brother, thank you very much. I love discussing with you because we see sense all the time in each other's discussion. But we must come to the end this very evening. I must thank you very much. And every other person who has joined us today, it's been very, very fascinating. As always, you come to Radio Biafra and you learn. My brother was talking about the very genuine sect of Christians who came out. They were called the Essenes. They were all killed off. All massacred and killed away. And then Lucifer got hold of the word of God and people started worshipping idol. It is in the Bible. If people like they can put a gun to my head or put a knife to my throat, it is written in the Bible. You will not worship any other God apart from me. That is the word of God from heaven. And no image, no picture, no... So says the Lord of hosts. You will have no other God apart from me, because you're my children. And to confirm that, every male child will be circumcised on the eighth day after they are born. Who are the people that does this? Biafrans, Ethiopians, and Israelis. The triangle of the holy faith, from where they got their holy trinity from. But there's a debate for another day. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you all for having listened. We have learned from you, and I believe you have also learned from us. But because we speak the truth here, we never ever close. We never come to an end. That is why even when you pray, you say forever and ever, world without end. Radio Biafra shall remain here until the end of time, because we speak the truth. And because truthfulness is the closest you can get to heaven, that is why I maintain all the time with every sense of clarity that Biafra is the closest you can get to Chukwuabiamah in heaven. I thank you once again for listening. And to me, to all of us who are diehard, hardcore Biafrans, Biafra is not just a country or nation. To us, it is our religion. This is how we worship heaven, through this very platform, Radio Biafra. And for that very reason, Chukwuabiamah will remain our God forever and ever. He will bless, guide, keep, nurture, sustain each and every one of you and your families, and disgrace every liar. They will all be disgraced in a spectacular fashion. It has happened to Billy Humaras in the ocean and the Amma. They are playing with the truth. Once you play with truth, you'll be disgraced out of existence. We did not ask ourselves to come. Chukwuabiamah asked us to come. I never wanted to do this work. I don't like Igbo people. I say it openly. They think they have sense. They don't have any sense. And then achi nama achi. Our side people will even rape your mothers tomorrow in your farms. What will you do? Nothing. You think you're sensible, but you're not. But Chukwuabiamah, his infinite mercy, said we must do this very work. That's why I am here. In obedience to the laws of heaven, not that of man. That is why Chukwuabiamah will bless Biafra. In the end, Biafra will be blessed and Biafra will come in our lifetime. Once again, I thank each and every one of you. If you have a family meeting to, go to family meetings tomorrow. Be part of this very effort. Come together as one family. Don't run away. You must come very close. We continue to welcome those of you from Senegal. Biafra will come. And this year we march. From me, from here, this very period on this Valentine's Day, it is simply good evening.
All that perished in the struggle.